is that he was sitting there in a sweatshirt, and a car comes by with full of guys. Somebody looks out the window, and they see Jordan, and they're at a stoplight, and the guy's like, oh my God.
You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's high school football coming your way from Memorial Stadium in Napa, California. It's homecoming for Napa High as the football team is hosting Sonoma Valley Dragons. It's Friday night football. Good evening, everyone, and welcome in to another sports presentation on KVON. Tonight is high school football action coming your way from Memorial Stadium. Nice to have you aboard, and we welcome you to stay there and hopefully enjoy tonight's action from Memorial Stadium. I'm Ira C. Smith, and our broadcast is sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. Joining me in the broadcast booth tonight, we have Kent Fry, fresh from the induction ceremonies last week when he introduced one of the candidates for the Vintage High Athletic Hall of Fame.
It almost felt like a class reunion, and definitely had the honor and the privilege to introduce and present Justin Dragoo as a newly Hall of Famer for the Vintage High School Crushers. And, of course, Les Franco was there, and he was presenting John Connor, who was in the class behind me for the Vintage Crushers. Lonnie Spann was also being presented. I saw George Moscowite. Saw a lot of old classmates that went to the other school, that is. But that's how it is here in Napa, Ira. As you well know, when you grow up in this town, if you go to Napa, you know the kids from Vintage and vice versa, and you get along all the time, except when it comes onto the field, then you're brutal competitors.
Well, speaking of competitors, Troy Mott filled in for you last week, and he was wishing that he had a chance to talk to you about football. But he said, unfortunately, the two of you could not be here at the same time, sort of like the Clark Kent Superman arrangement.
Well, you know, I could teach Troy a lot about the game of football, you know.
Well, you know, Kent, I did mention that to Troy on the air. I said that you had volunteered to, you know, have a clinic for him so you could teach him all you know about football. But he kind of looked at me funny.
I bet he did, yeah. Boy, it'd be great to have Troy here, Ira.
He would have said that would have taken 15 seconds.
It would have taken 15 seconds is right, yeah.
So I had invited him to join us at halftime tonight since you and Troy both graduated from Napa High School. You're being honored tonight because it is homecoming. But he had a commitment, so he was unable to be here to join us at halftime. But otherwise, you'd had a chance to have a nice chat.
Well, hopefully we'll have another opportunity here, Ira, because that'll be fun to talk football with Troy. I will learn a lot, and there's no doubt about it. And I'll fire some tough questions at the old coach. And I emphasize old coach now.
11 years he coached Napa High. But, well, anyway, we'll go there maybe on another occasion. In the meantime, this year's Napa High team is looking for its first win of the season. While it is homecoming, it's also a dedication night. And we'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But I want to, at this time, recognize the guy that you heard just a few moments ago. That's our statistician, Dino Alessio.
Thanks, Ira. It's another beautiful night for a football, a football game, kind of another warm, sultry night, but I imagine it'll cool down when the sun goes down. And I'm looking forward to tonight's game. The inaugural night, really, for the new league. I mean, this is really the night that league play starts, and it'll be interesting to see how the teams do. A lot of the teams in the Vine Valley League have been struggling a little bit in their non-conference play, but they were all, you know, tried to play tough opposition. Now that they'll be playing each other, it'll be interesting to see how things shake out.
So Dino will be doing the statistics, and back at our KVON studio, our former guy that was just an intern at the stage. I say just because he is a staff member now, and that is Angelo Lyons, also a Napa High graduate.
A rookie of the year, working that engineer board for the very first time.
Well, we're going to be hearing from Angelo tonight, too, because he's going to update us on the American Canyon score. American Canyon is opening league play at home against Petaluma tonight. We'll also be hearing from Dewey Green as he updates us on the Justin Siena at Costa Grande contest, and that's over in Petaluma. And, of course, here we have Napa High against Sonoma Valley, a team that last timeout won the ball game 24-8 over El Camino, but they have three losses to go with that one victory. And as I mentioned, the Napa High team, the Navy in gold with an 0-4 record. But the JVs look very good tonight as they were battling an unbeaten team from the Sonoma Valley, a team that had come in with a 4-0 record and had outscored the opponents 141-18. And those 18 points came against John Kennedy High School out of Richmond when Sonoma Valley won that game 20-18. But they had defeated Cloverdale 41-0. They defeated El Molino at Forestville 53-0. And last week they defeated El Camino of South San Francisco, although that game was at Arnold Field there in Sonoma, 27-0. So Kent, they had three shutouts going into tonight's game, but they were shut out themselves by Napa JVs 41-0.
That had to be a buzzsaw there, Ira, for putting all those points on the board for those three previous weeks and only giving up 18 points, and then to come over here at Memorial Stadium and get shellacked. You know, that's getting a knockdown 1-2-3 punch and you're KO just like that. So hats off to the Napa JV for putting it to the Sonoma Dragons.
Yeah, the Napa JVs won their third game in a row. They lost their first two of the season, losing to Pittman and Turlock and East Union of Manteca. And then they came back with a one-point win at Nevada Union in Grass Valley and a 27-13 win last week against Archbishop Reardon of San Francisco. So with that 41-0 win over Sonoma Valley tonight, they now have that 3-2 record and look very good.
Absolutely.
And Sonoma Valley has a very good JV team, which is not evident by that score, which could be very misleading. And so can an 0-4 record for Napa High be misleading. They have played some tough competition.
Well, you know, Ira, it's 0-4. Preseason's over with, and you just have to wash it away. You have to forget it. You learn from that pre-league what went wrong, whether it be penalties, whether it be mistakes, drop passes, fumbles, or play calling, whatever it is that you went through that preseason that was caused you to get on that losing end. You got to throw it away. You've learned from the mistakes, and now it's a brand new ball game. This is like, that's basically like Dino said. This is league play now.
Yep.
So it's for all the marbles. So, you know, you got to put the past behind you, and you're 0-0 right now. That's what you're looking at for league.
We had mentioned at the outset that tonight's game is a dedication from Coach Tom Pettahome and his Napa High football team, as unfortunately his father-in-law passed away this past Tuesday, I think it was. And so he would like to dedicate tonight's football contest in the memory of John Norton, his father-in-law. So our condolences to the Norton family. And we'll see how tonight's game plays out.
That's a tough one, Ira. You know, when you have a close family member, and that's just tough. It's hard to... Put out of your mind, and yet you have to focus on the job at hand here, and that's opening game of league play in the Vine Valley League.
When we come back, we will hear from Coach Tom Pettahome in his first year as the head coach, and we'll allude briefly to that dedication situation. In the meantime, we'll get set for tonight's football action to open the Vine Valley Athletic League, the conference opener, the first games from the new league. Right now we take time out for these messages. We had the opportunity to talk with Tom Pettiholm, first-year football coach at Napa High, and find out a little bit about his wanting to make a dedication as far as tonight's football game.
Well, Coach, a special night tonight. Not only is it homecoming, but for you and the team, it's a dedication night.
Yeah, my wife's father passed away on Tuesday, and so I'm dedicating the game tonight to him.
Tell us about your father-in-law.
He's a great man. He is an outdoorsman. He's a dentist. He loves to hunt and fish and ski. He's just a great guy all the way around.
Now tell us about this week and how the workouts have been going as they prepare for tonight.
Well, Sonoma is one of those teams that's kind of a trap game, you know. Their numbers are down, but they have those few athletes that are really talented. And if you don't watch out, you know, they can bite you. So we've been practicing hard. They got a good run game. Our biggest enemy is still ourselves. You know, we take two steps forward and we take a step back. Last week on special teams, we got to catch the punt. We got to do some of these things, you know. And so we just got to put it all together tonight and hope for a win.
Does homecoming take away any of the emphasis on football, or does it add to?
You know, it's different for everyone. You know, for me as a player, you know, I tuned everything out, so it didn't matter to me. But yeah, obviously, it can be a distraction for others, for sure.
Many shifts around as far as assignments on their positions?
No, we're pretty much staying the same that we were. You know, we're still trying to get Isaiah Newton some more reps at slot, and he's playing defense well. Because he's just one of those utility guys that can play any position. So, but yeah, as far as the other guys, everyone's back and ready to go.
Even though last week was a physical game, did you come out with any injuries?
Yeah, we got a couple guys who got bumps and bruises, but they're all ready to go tonight.
Are they past the stage, you think, as far as getting the Charlie horses?
Yeah, you know, I mean, football is one of those things where it can be a long, grueling season, and nagging injuries is part of the game. So we just keep treating them and keep working through it and just play day by day.
We talk about the high school side. You went to San Jose State, and they are playing the Ducks in Oregon this week.
Yeah, San Jose, they're rebuilding as well. They played Washington State pretty tough last week, and, you know, they held them to 34, I believe. But they lost to UC Davis the week before, and now they have, you know, top 20 ranked Ducks to defend. So it's they got their work cut out for them. But, you know, once again, you know, by playing good competition, you just get better and grow as a team.
What are you expecting then from your team tonight?
I'm hoping we just execute, you know, and we play just good, sound football. Try to make the least amount of mistakes as possible, and then just get out of there with a win.
Well, we had comments there from Tom Pettiholm. The coach for the Sonoma Valley Dragons is Bob Midgley. This is his ninth year as the head coach, but his 29th year of coaching there. Prior to that, he coached a bit at Sonoma State. The school colors for the Dragons are dark green, black, and white. Tonight they'll be in their white uniforms with the dark green helmets, dark green stripes down the side of their uniform, and the large green numerals. And they have the white football pants on as well. And last year in the Sonoma County League, they had a 3-2 record, and that was the final year in that league. And they overall had a 3-win-5-loss record. Bob Midgley has two main assistant coaches, both of whom have been with him all 9 years that he has been coaching there at Sonoma Valley. And again, that's quite a record when you can keep the same assistant coaches helping you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's huge when you have the same staff. It's good continuity. And it's good for the program. You know, I go back to Coach Les Franco. When he came back to coach in 2000, he called up his old staff, and they were all there. And, you know, you're familiar with each other. You know each other's thoughts. You know whatever routines are, and it's just very, very important.
So the two teams have their
acting captains coming toward the center of the field. Our isolated eye will pick up the flip of the coin here in a moment. But, Ken, as we look over the standings in the Vine Valley Athletic League, tonight being the first games ever in league play, and coming into tonight, Justin Siena and Petaluma each had a 3-1 record overall. And the Vintage Crushers then had a 2-2 mark. Sonoma Valley was 1-3. And then we had three teams looking for their first win. Casa Grande of Petaluma, American Canyon, and Napa High.
Yep. You know, and I just, like I said earlier, Ira, I don't. It's nice to come in off the preseason with a winning record, obviously. But right now, you just forget about it. You're 0-0 right now. This is a whole new season, if you will. And this is where it all starts. So, you know, again, hopefully you've improved those last four or five games and, you know, where now you're ready to go and battle and look for it. But I tell you, as far as local-wise, you know, you got to give the heads up to Justin right now. They're the ones with the winning record, and they're looking good.
And interesting to note that Sonoma Valley has scored the least number of points, 31 over the four game, but they have allowed the least number of points as well, 49. Napa High has allowed the most points in those first four games, 209 points, while they have scored 84.
Yeah, definitely have to, you know, that's where they have to been buttoning it up here is on defense, because they have allowed a lot of points, Ira.
Well, let's check with our isolated eye now on the flip of the coin there from midfield.
So, Ira, the Napa Grizzlies are going to receive to start the game. Sonoma Valley will be kicking off, and Sonoma Valley will be, the Dragons will be defending the north goal in the first quarter.
So the team that starts with an S will defend the N goal, and the team that starts with N will be defending the S goal.
That's right. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Okay. Well, the Napa High Marching Band coming onto the field now in their form of an arrow as they head toward midfield and the playing of the national anthem. We're going to take time out and we'll return following the national anthem, take a look at some of the probables as far as starters tonight, and get you set. First of all, we have a score on the Justin Siena over at Petaluma against Casa Grande. The JV game is over, and it was 37-0. Casa Grande won that one. And we'll be back in a moment after these messages. And the playing of the national anthem just completed by the Napa High Marching Band in full regalia. They're all suited up tonight, and a very nice presentation, as they always do with the national anthem, and getting set now to head off into the north end zone area where Sonoma will be trying to put the football. We're getting set to get underway here with our coverage of Vine Valley Athletic League opener action. Along with Ken Fry and Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith here at Memorial Stadium. Just quickly looking at that line for Napa High, they'll have Marcus Lex centering with Gilberto Chavez and Jose Santos Torres as the guards, with the tackles Gavin Zimmerman and Jesus Pimentel. In the backfield, they're going to have Isaiah Newton in there. Said they're going to try to give him a little more reps. Diego Alvera will be at one of the wide receivers. Kalani Posey will be another wide receiver, and so will Brock Bowers, and he will also be a tight end. And the quarterback is a 6'4 senior, Gunner Sheps. And just quickly, as far as the Sonoma Valley Dragons, coached by Bob Midgley, they will have Peter Mansfield starting at center. Their guards, Ricardo Cab, and the other guard they weren't sure of, but probably Mike Doyle. And then the tackles will be Gavin Lehane and James Greenslate. And in the backfield, Well, they'll have a wide receiver, Gavin Kohler. Andrew Beatty will be a wing back, and another wing back is Ryan Sherwood. And the fullback will be Tyler Winslow. And the starting quarterback will be Trent Garrett, although we'll probably see Jake Baker in there some, too. Jake's brother, who is a freshman, did a really nice job, I thought, in the JV game that was complete a little while ago. And speaking of freshmen, the Vintage freshman played last night against San Marin and won the game 52-3.
Absolutely, Ira. And I see one of the Vintage freshman coaches sitting down below us to see if I can get Curtis Cole up here at halftime. Talk about that, you know. And what a big victory for the Vintage freshman. Woo, that's well, huge. First time in the stadium this year.
Kalani Posey drops back deep there at the 15-yard line. He's And to his right, haven't caught the number of the one over there, but I imagine it's Isaiah Newton. And getting set to kick off will be Evan Ruffini. And the officials getting set. The referee tonight is Mark Thomas. And I know, Kent, you're quite familiar with his work.
Absolutely. Mark played quarterback for the Vallejo Apaches when I was playing football for the Napa Indians. And that was the fall of 1972 and 3 and 4. So Mark and I go way back, and we were down at in between games just sharing information with each other and catching up on our families and so forth. Always good to see Mark out here. Ira, he told me he plans on officiating at least one more year. He's trying to break your record, but he doesn't think he can reach that 80-year mark.
Yeah. Well, we have Lem Sneed as the umpire. John Piller is the head linesman. Ian Jacobs is the line judge. And Jason Castro is the back judge. Jason has been here on other occasions this season. Napa, as we mentioned, getting set there at the right side of our vantage point, which is towards the south end, and teeing up the football to our left at the 40-yard line is Evan Ruffini. While he kicks off, he does not do the punting. Usually Andrew Beatty is the one that does the punting. So we're waiting on the referee's whistle and getting set for the opening of Vine Valley Athletic League football action. They're set. The referee is getting ready. The whistle sounds. And here is Ruffini set to kick off his approach, his right-footed kick. It's an onside-type kick, and Napa fields it at the 45-yard line and immediately is hit as looked like Lopez there to grab that. Right at the, it's going to be moved back to the 43-yard line. Well, they tried to do a little onside kick activity there to get the game started.
Well, you know, just trying to punch it over the front line, and the front line is the one who caught it there, Ira. And now Napa's in great field position, opening drive.
As Marcus Leck gets over the ball at center, a trip out to the right side, trip set, single back out to the left side, and there is some movement there in the backfield of Napa High as the quarterback, Shep, started to make his motion before the ball was snapped. A 5-yard penalty moves the ball back to the 38-yard line.
Not a good start, Ira. You don't want it that, you know, you get great field position, and now you're backed up 5 yards.
So it's first down and 15 yards to go. Shep, the quarterback, has a single back there with him who will carry the ball, and that's LaRue, and he gets about a yard, and that's about it. Chase LaRue was the workhorse in last week's game.
Yeah, LaRue is met in the backfield by Tyler Winslow, the fullback and middle linebacker for the Sonoma Dragons. Boy, he just shot the A-gap and just stopped LaRue cold.
Napa High needs to get to the 47-yard line in Dragon territory for a first down. They're at their own 39-yard line on second down and about 14 to go, putting a man in motion going to the right side, and the quarterback rolls out to the right, gives to LaRue. LaRue breaks the corner as he sweeps out to the right and cuts in at the 40 and is brought down as he gets around the 40, or rather make it the about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Jack Guerrieri trying to get out there on that outside toss there, Ira. Almost got a good seal block from the flanker, but just a good pursuit by Sonoma. Going to be a long third and 10 here.
Yeah, they'll use DeJerry in motion quite a bit tonight, as he is one of the split out. He comes wide to the left side this time, and out wide of him is Kalani on that left side. Two wide outs on the right side as well, and Sheps is back to pass, throwing to the left side, and is complete to Posey. Posey at the 45 is pulled down from behind as he gets to the 41-yard line, a first down for Napa High.
Yeah, good ball, Ira. Good throw, good catch. Boy, Sonoma defenders were just playing too far back, giving them way too much room on that third and 10, but quarterback put it right on the spot where it had to be, and Posey made the catch.
A 16-yard pickup, the same as the number of the quarterback. Gunner Sheps has the play from the sideline. And again, they use the double wides on either side. And the single setback is Chase LaRue to the left of the quarterback from the shotgun. And it gets to LaRue, tries to go over that right side. They just couldn't open up a hole. The linebackers came in there and sealed it right away. But that defensive line did a nice job of stopping that play, too.
Yeah, they sure did, Ira. I'm not too sure it was number 79. I don't have him on my roster, but... defensive tackle. Sonoma plays a 4-3, Ira. Four down linemen, three linebackers against this Napa High offense.
79 is Mike Dahl, who was added to the roster. There's a quick pass out into the right flat. It is complete over there to Diego Alvera. He gets across the 40 out to about the 36-yard line. They need to get about another five. He got about 5 yards on that play.
Yeah, it's just Sheps took the snap and just immediately threw it out there.
Yeah, Dole, who was added to the roster, plays on the line both on the offensive side of the football as well as on the defensive side right now out there on the defensive side. Napa with the football, 9 minutes to go, no score. We're in the first quarter of the action. Trip set out to the left side, and quarterback Shep is back to pass. His pass is high, and it's intercepted to the 30-yard line. The 40 to midfield, coming down to the 40, down to the 30, changing direction, going back inside now and driven out of bounds as he got inside the 25-yard line, as that's the first turnover, and grabbing that ball was Andrew Beattie, the defensive back. There are three flags on the field.
Block on the back by Sonoma on the return.
Oh, that's a tough blow for the Dragons.
Yeah. That's going to wipe out a 47-yard return.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Sheps just overthrew his receiver. They had trips out here, Ira, with the two receivers on the inside running deep and the outside receiver coming in on a post who was wide open. Sheps just overthrew the ball, and then Sonoma picked it off, and then nice run back, but again, a block in the back is going to negate that return.
It was after the interception, however, so possession will go to the Sonoma Valley Dragons, and the ball is placed down at the 30-yard line after the penalty was walked off. No score. We're early here in the first quarter of our ball game at Memorial Stadium in Napa. Sonoma coming up with its first play from the line of scrimmage, uses double wides to the left side, a wing over on the right side, and that's Beattie. He goes in motion. The handoff goes to fullback. He dives straight forward, gets across the 35, and out to about the 38-yard line as Tyler Winslow, who is not only a fullback on offense, but he was in their middle linebacker.
Middle linebacker, yeah. I like him already, Ira. I was watching him from that middle backer spot on defense. He's kind of like Villami there on Vintage, you know.
He got 8 yards on that play. They send Gavin Kohler out wide left. He's the only wide out. Wing is on the right side. That's Beattie. He goes in motion. The handoff, and they try to go again on the run. This time a short gain by the fullback. So Winslow is carried on consecutive plays now and is a yard shy of a first down at his own 39-yard line.
Yeah, Jesse Dega came up and made that stop. Napa's definitely well scouted this Sonoma Dragon. Napa playing three down linemen, two defensive ends. They're bringing two backers. They got seven guys, maybe eight up here at times on defense.
Trent Garrett, the senior, is working under center. He's got two setbacks behind him. And he hands off. They come to the side and do not make the turn there. I think that was Ryan Sherwood that tried to get outside and tried to slither over a blocker and was stopped about a yard shy of a first down at the 39-yard line.
Looks like they're going to go for it, Ira.
Well, Napa is sending a single safety back in Diego Olvera. Now they're going to send Isaiah Newton back there. Although it's fourth down and a short yard, and they are going for it.
Let's see if they go the hard count.
So the Dragons here may try to pull Napa offside. No, the handoff goes to the running back, and I don't think he made it as Ryan Sherwood tried a similar play to the last one, and he is driven back and did not get that first down. So
I think they're going to give it to him.
Wait a minute. They are. They're giving him forward progress beyond that first down marker.
Well, that's remarkable. They're marking the ball at the 41-yard line.
He didn't come.
The ball never got anywhere near the 41.
Didn't even get close to the 40-yard line. Boy,
Sherwood actually had a lane up the inside, but he took it to the outside, and I thought Napa had the stop.
Boy,
like
did
you
they
guys did.
Ever get a good break on that, about a 2-yard pickup on the placement of the football. Well, let's see what Garrett can do with that now. He's got a first down. Pitches it over the left side. Sherwood tries to sweep out, cuts in. He gets to midfield, gets another first down, and he is then brought down at the 47-yard line in Napa territory.
Yes, Sonoma just trying to run the perimeter against this Napa defense. Napa's got, they're playing a 5-2 and bringing the safety up. They're just really crowding the line of scrimmage against this offense of Sonoma.
6:15 to go. First quarter, no score. The Dragons from Sonoma Valley High School moving the ball. They have slot right, wing left, single setback. The quarterback, Seth Garrett, hands off as they try to sweep out and can't turn that corner as the handoff went to Lawson Lee. Now, Lawson is only a sophomore. So is Jaden Philippi, who also will be seeing action. He's a halfback and also plays defensive end. So they've got a couple of youngsters out there.
And that play was made by Bowers, Jake Bowers. Brock Bowers, excuse me. I knew I had a K in there. But, yeah, Brock Bowers playing that outside
backer. Who's another sophomore.
End. Yeah, he's the one to stop that play. He's tough out there in that defensive end outside backer spot.
So we had a sophomore bringing down a sophomore. Again, slot right, wing left. And the quarterback drops the ball. He quickly picks it up. But by that time, Trent Garrett is surrounded by the defense, and they bring him down for about a half a yard loss on the play. Just a little muff there on the exchange on the snap.
And that happens, Ira. You know, we just see mistakes continuing to happen. They shouldn't be happening at this time of the year, though. That's what will drive a coach absolutely crazy.
So the ball is at the 47-yard line of Napa, and it's a third down play. Well, since the Dragons went for it when they were back in their own territory, it's conceivable that they don't make a first down here, that they may go for it again. They do use double wides to the left side, wing to the right, and the quarterback, Garrett, drops back to pass. Getting rushed from the blind side, and he is hit. He's dropped back in his own territory. A sack registered by Napa High's Benjamin Salas, a 5'7", 150-pound senior. Boy, he's not big, but he got back here in a hurry.
Yep, you know, and that's a good pressure by the Napa High defense, and it's a good thing they did because that tight end was open down the middle. Quarterback just didn't see him, and he was out, had a lot of pressure on him.
Well, it's punting time, and the punt kind of wobbly, coming over bounds at the 20-yard line, bounds for a couple yards forward until Matt Norbaum downs it inside the 20. Well, they're putting it right at the 20-yard line. Napa had Kalani Posey back there to receive that punt. He just let it bound. It only went a couple yards.
31 yards on that punt.
And no return. We're inside of 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score in our ball game. And here comes Marcus Lex over the ball at center. Double wides either side. Sheps, the quarterback, has the snap. Dropped the ball. Check it. It went directly to Isaiah Newton. Newton took a direct snap there in the backfield, and he dropped the ball.
Yeah, he had it there, Ira. He actually had it for about two counts, and all of a sudden it just slipped out of his hands.
Now Newton looks over to the sideline, get the call from the sideline, as he had taken the snap on the previous play. He's got the call. They wanted to use Isaiah Newton a little more. He's a very versatile player. Can be used as a slot back, running back. You put him a lot of positions. He's the quarterback right now, and he has back there with him Chase LaRue. And he gives to LaRue over the right tackle spot, and he gets out to about the 24-and-a-half-yard line.
Napa just coming out with a little counterplay where they pulled the left tackle, left guard, and went back to the right. They just, you know, these teams, Ira, they'll run the same plays, whether it be a counter option, drive series, or whatever, but they just run it out of different formations, so it looks like a different play.
Well, Newton is staying in at the quarterback slot, and this is a possession play coming up now for Napa. It's third down and 6 yards to go back at their own 24-yard line, and Newton's back to pass. He's a southpaw. His pass is intercepted at the 32-yard line, and again it's Beattie. Beattie gets inside the 15, down to the 12. Boom, he's hit and dropped there. He may have dropped the ball when he was going down, but I think his knee hit, and their ruling possession stays with Sonoma Valley there. Okay. That is the second interception for Andrew Beattie.
Yeah, I think he likes playing against these Napa quarterbacks, and that one was not overthrown. That was thrown directly to him. So I don't know if Isaiah Newton thought the receiver was breaking one way or anticipated. I don't know if there was miscommunication, but he literally threw it right to the
safety.
Beattie. Yeah, yeah, the safety.
Yeah, came up for that. 2:21 to go on the first quarter. No score, but the Dragons have the ball at the Napa 13-yard line. And it is Trent Garrett, the quarterback, with two setbacks, wing left. Hands off now as they go with Winslow. Winslow gets inside the 10, and he's hit, and he's dropped at about the 7-yard line. Tough going in there, tough yards to gain. But Winslow did a nice job of bowling his way down. They're putting it down just outside of the 6-yard line.
Well, he really did, Ira. He just made one little jab step right there at the line of scrimmage and carried about three guys for those 6 yards. He's tough.
Trent Garrett bringing him up to the line, sending Kohler out wide to the left side. Tight end Tyler Garrett on the right side. And they hand off. Going into the end zone for a touchdown is Tyler Winslow. You know, the left side of that line opened up a big hole for Winslow.
Boy, it really did. And he met Travis Brayton, came up to make the stop at the 2, and he just ran right over him. Unbelievable. Winslow just stuck his head down and took him right into the end zone.
Well, last week, Sonoma scored 24 points in a 24-8 win. Prior to that, in the first three games, they had only scored one touchdown. They had 7 points in their first three games. Now they're going to attempt the extra point. Evan Ruffini will be kicking out of the hold of Beattie. His kick is on the way. It is up. It is good. There's timeout at Memorial Stadium in Napa, California, where the score is the Sonoma Valley Dragons 7 and the Napa High football team 0. Well, we want to put a reminder out to our listeners on KVON that very shortly we're going to have an automatic adjustment of the power. This is an FCC procedure that will result in about a 5-second timeout from our vantage point as the transmitter is adjusting to a different formation. So that's going to be coming up here very shortly, so don't think it's your radio. Here is the kick now by Ruffini. Ruffini, it's a short kick. It goes over, and that'll be a penalty as he did not get it in bounds.
I'm starting to think, Ira, that maybe that first one wasn't an onside kick. Ruffini may just have a hard time kicking this ball.
Yeah, that he does not do the punting. Beattie is the one that usually does the punting.
Looks like Napa's going to have Sonoma re-kick here.
Yeah, they'll take the penalty on the procedure problem.
That touchdown drive, two plays, 12 yards, took 44 seconds off the clock.
Right off the turnover, Dino. Turnovers are just, you know,
that short field will kill you.
Yeah.
Sonoma capitalized on it.
Boy, I tell you, Beattie did a nice job of returning that ball after the interception as well.
And Beattie's another one that doesn't come off the field, Ira. He's on offense. He's on defense. He's the PAT holder. you know, him and Winslow, they're out there all the time.
He's also the one that does the punting when they get into a situation where they would need a punt. Beattie is the one that would be doing that. He's a six-foot senior. Well, they're lining up once again, and Ruffini is waiting for the whistle. Back from the 35-yard line this time, and it's again looks like an onside kick, and it's right this time over to the left side as Benjamin Salas holds the ball, but there is a flag again.
I think Sonoma was offside on the kickoff.
Yes, they were, Dino.
So they will kick again. Well, at least Evan Ruffini's getting a lot of practice with kicking the ball here in this first quarter.
There has to be somebody who can kick off better than that. He's barely getting the ball 10, 15 yards at the most.
But he made the extra point. No? So, anyway.
Maybe they need a rush so he can kick it.
Well, we'll see what happens on this kick. 7-0, Sonoma Valley in the lead. And Evan Ruffini approaches the ball and sends it end over end, but it looks like it's going to go out of bounds. No, it is fielded at the 26-yard line, and bringing it back is Posey. Posey to the right side, the 40. He gets to midfield, and he's dropped there as he just reaches the ball into Dragon territory.
Yeah, that's a good run back by Posey. Started clear over here on this near sideline. He must have run 60 yards just getting clear across the field and making that good yardage there.
A lot of lateral yardage there.
25 yards on the return, but you're right, guys. He ran about 80 yards to get to 25.
The ball is just in Dragon territory now at the 49-yard line. Inside a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Napa with the ball trailing at 7-0. Shep has it's Newton with the handoff, and nothing opened up there as they tried the left side of the line that time.
Tackled by Winslow again, just coming up from that middle backer. He shoots the gap. He makes the read, and he gets through that gap very quickly.
Yeah, LaRue there was met as soon as he got to the line of scrimmage. Chase LaRue in that backfield. Isaiah Newton, a junior, 6'1", 180 pounds, is operating at quarterback now in place of Gunnar Sheps. And he has LaRue to his left, double wides either side. And there's a quick pass, and it is complete to Jerry. And then a flag comes out after the hit at the 45-yard line. While the pass was complete to Jack Jerry, a penalty flag was dropped, a personal foul hitting on the helmet called against the Dragons. Boy, that is costly. That will give Napa a first down. It was going to be coming up as a third down and about 6 or 7 yards to go.
Yeah, now that's a big first down there, so it gives Napa momentum.
And excellent field position now down to the Dragons' 30-yard line. We're in the final half minute here of the first quarter. Time for one more play, unless so pass it is incomplete. Again, double wides either side. And Isaiah Newton puts a man in motion. That is O'Vara. And they go right up the middle, and it's carried by LaRue. He gets to the 25-yard line, picked up about 5 yards as he went straight ahead. A quick burst from the backfield. That will probably be the final play of the first quarter. And so here at Memorial Stadium, the first quarter has come to an end with the score, Sonoma Valley 7, Napa High 0. Back after this. The Justin JVs last week won 35-0, and tonight at Casa Grande, they lost 37-0. What a turnaround there as we start league play tonight here in the new Vine Valley Athletic League. Sonoma Valley has the lead over Napa High, and Napa starting to drive the ball deeper into the Dragons' territory now. In that red zone, they have the ball at the 25-yard line, second down, 5 to go. Newton stays in as a quarterback, takes a high snap, drops a high snap, falls down, does not get the ball. Yes. There's a scramble for it, and Winslow coming out looks like Tyler Winslow has it for the Dragon. Third turnover here for Napa.
Yeah, and that's just what they wanted to avoid, is they've been turnovers have been killing them all season long. That time it was a high snap, but still manageable. Should have been able to go up and grab that snap. It was high, but that's what threw the timing off, and then you just couldn't get a grapple on the ball. And then Tyler Winslow, he's everywhere on this field, came up with that recovery.
Trent Garrett stays in there as the quarterback for the Dragons. Dragons with that big victory over El Camino of South San Francisco, 24-8 last week, trying to add on to that. The pitch out as they start a sweep to the left, and they get through the line, the 40, the 50, down to the 40, hit from behind at the 30, falls forward to the 25-yard line as it was Ryan Sherwood with a good run. The boy, he had a burst of speed there to get that opening corridor there, and goes 49 yards.
Yeah, made a nice little cut back and took off. And Sherwood, that's who the penalty was on, Sonoma, there before this turnover. And I think he wanted to make amends for that.
And I'd
penalty.
Say he certainly did.
Yeah, that's
almost half
one.
The football field there of 49 yards. That takes the ball to the 24-yard line of Napa and brings the quarterback back in there for the Garrett. Pitches it out to the right side to Beattie. Beattie cut. Oh, boy, what a tackle in there. That's almost like what you would call a flying tackle by Benjamin Salas.
Yeah, that time Sonoma just lined up with guard tackle tight end on the right, brought another tight end off that, and then a wingback, Ira. So they were just powered up right. Let's see if they do the same thing, come back this side to the left.
Heading toward that north end zone over at the right side hash marks at the 21-yard line. It's second down and 7 yards to go. Two setbacks in the backfield. The handoff goes to the fullback. It's Winslow straight ahead inside the 15. Hit and dropped by LaRue at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, they just faked the pitch that time and ran a quick trap to Winslow up the middle. He is just one tough bulldog, if you will. He is hard to bring down.
So it's first down and 10 to go from the 11-yard line. Now it's conceivable they could make a first down without getting into the end zone. We are just underway in the second quarter. It is 7-0. Sonoma Valley threatening to score again as they have the lead. Slot left. Two setbacks. The pitch back, and the ball is dropped by Beattie. He scrambles for it. Napa has recovered, I believe. Benjamin Salas falling on the football. There's the indication by the referee, Mark Thomas, Napa's ball. So a turnover that is costly for the Dragons because they were getting down deep to the 11-yard line of Napa.
This game's getting ugly with the turnovers, guys. It's not good.
That's four so far between the two teams.
Three of them against Napa. Three turnovers there on two interceptions and a fumble. Staying in at quarterback is Isaiah Newton, putting a wide out in motion from the trip on the left side. Another high snap, but this time Newton pulls it in. He is trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he's wrestled out of bounds. I don't think he even got back to the line of scrimmage as he was being bothered in there by Lawson Lee, a linebacker.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something, Ira, between the center's going to have to get that ball back cleanly. That's what's happening is that time it wasn't so high as wide.
Yeah, on a 2-yard loss on it, so make it second down and 12 yards to go. 10 minutes remaining here in the first half. 7-0, Sonoma Valley in the lead. Single setback is Chase LaRue to the left of the junior quarterback Isaiah Newton. From the shotgun, takes the snap, drops back to pass. Now he's going to step in front and starts to run with the ball. He's out the 20. He is dropped at the 24-yard line as Newton tried to get around Evan Ruffini but couldn't do so. And one of the Napa players is somewhat injured. The right guard, Jose Santos Torres, is on his back out there around the 13-yard line.
Good job by Newton there, Ira. He made quite a few gains there to leave it third and short out of nothing. Everybody was covered up downfield. He had to make a nice scramble, did a great job.
Yeah, it was second and 12 to go, and it was a high snap. So, first of all, he had to control the ball, and then when he brought it in and cradled it to his chest, was able to pick up about 11 yards there to make it third down and one to go. Now we'll see if the injured player, Jose Santos Torres, I believe.
Yep, you're right.
Napa so far in this game, 21 yards rushing, 26 yards passing, a total of 47 yards. For Sonoma Valley, they have nearly 100 yards rushing, and they have not attempted a forward pass yet in this game.
Well, we have this opportunity. Let me give you an update. This is from Petaluma. Casa Grande has taken an early lead over Justin Siena, 7-0, as Matt Herrera had a 35-yard run for a touchdown with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter of that game. Casa Grande won the JV contest. The final was 37-0 there, and leads now 7-0 in the first quarter in as they host Casa Grande. Casa Grande hosting Justin there. Well, the injured player needs a little help in hobbling off the field. Was almost all the way across the field from his bench area where that injury to Jose Santos Torres occurred. He is a 6 foot, 195-pound junior, and has been playing right guard for Napa High, so we'll see who they bring into the contest. Kalani Posey will be in there as one of the wideouts as he comes back into the huddle and then heads out to the left side. And they have two wideouts coming out to the right side and another wideout going to the left side. And the cornerback, Newton, asks behind him, LaRue, about something. Then he hands off to LaRue, who powers his way for a couple yards. He only needed 1 yard, and he got about two for a first down.
Good job on LaRue to read that, because he saw Winslow coming. Winslow went up on the defensive right A gap, and LaRue went to the offensive right, picked the right gap because Winslow was there.
So the Napa team now from their own 32-yard line will use a trip set going out to the left side. It's three players get outside of the hash marks over there, and the ball is over at the right side. Another high snap, but pulled in again by Newton, and he is going to be hit for a loss by Tyler Winslow, who shot through there.
Is he all over the field, Ira,
oh, boy,
or what? I really like this. Number four for Sonoma. He plays middle linebacker, plays fullback, and he is all over the field.
And Beatty, he's pretty good to watch, too.
And Beatty, I don't know what he's listed at, but he can't be more than a buck 20. But he's all over the field as well.
Yeah.
Sonoma Valley's just doing a great job at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they are.
There are no holes for the runners.
Yeah, Napa's offensive line is struggling, Dino. Great observation, and they have not taken control of this line of scrimmage at all.
But they do take a timeout. So we'll take timeout now with 8:35 to go in the second quarter, and the score is Sonoma Valley 7 and Napa 0. We'll see what Napa can do now. Second down, 12 yards to go. Isaiah Newton studies the defense, hands it off again as they go with LaRue. And LaRue is brought down as he gets outside of the 30-yard line. They need to get outside of the 41, out to about the 42-yard line to pick up a first down. So this is a third down play and a possession play coming up for Napa High as they're back in their own territory at the 33-yard line.
Ira, Napa's trying to get the line of scrimmage controlled and get this running game going, but Dino pointed out Sonoma Valley's defensive line just controlling that LOS right now.
Here's Isaiah Newton dropping back to pass. Now he looks to run. Now he's going to be hit. Now he's going to be dropped, and he's sacked. Dropped back inside the 31-yard line.
And they only brought three guys, Ira. Sonoma only rushed three down linemen. They had a middle linebacker, Tyler Winslow, just playing a spy to stay on Newton, but they basically just rushed three guys. They were still able to get to him.
Beatty drops back in single safety, although Lawson Lee is heading back that way now, and he's gonna join him. Lee on the left side and Beatty over on the right side. So Napa will punt the ball away as they have fourth down, getting the snap and getting the kick away, and comes back and is taken. Beatty is hit right away as soon as he got the ball. He looked for a lane, but while he was doing that, he was hit pretty hard. By the way, the punter is Julio Alonso, who was with the soccer team and was brought up on the varsity for the purpose of kicking the ball and has done a good job, but didn't get a lot of yards off of that. And, of course, it was fielded nicely by Beatty.
32 yards on the punt, and I guess about a yard on the return.
Yeah, Travis Brayton's the one who made that hit. It was a good hit, good coverage by Brayton and the Napa High School football team.
So from the 39-yard line, Barrett hands off as they give it to Beatty. Beatty across the 40, 45. He's up near midfield, almost gets 10 yards. Just stopped shy of a 10-yard pickup on the play.
And I'm telling you, I'm just looking at him down there. He's pencil thin. He's not a big guy. Napa had him in the backfield and just didn't make the tackle.
Second down and 1 yard to go at their own 48-yard line. They're heading toward that north end zone and leading in the ball game 7-0. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Double wing formation this time, and they go straight ahead as they hand it off to the big guy, Winslow, and he gets the ball into Napa territory, crossing the 50, going to about the 46-yard line of Napa High.
Yeah, Sonoma just running that motion, faking the little toss sweep and just giving it a little quick trap to Winslow up the middle.
They moved it back to the 47-yard line, but nonetheless, it still is a first down for the Dragons. Leading in this contest and sending a wide out to the left side. Jake Baker have a slot over on the left side, a wing guy and a wing on the right handoff. There he goes again. Winslow picking up a first down across the 40, the 35, and spilled in as he gets to the 34-yard line. Wow.
And Ira, you can see what's happening. You can see the Sonoma Valley Dragons. You can see their offensive line starting to take control of the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we know this. Whoever wins the battle up front is going to win this game.
Well, the ball is actually put back down at the 35-yard line, but it is a first down. They're in Napa territory now, and they have a tight end, Tyler Garrett, over on the right side. Trent Garrett, the quarterback, missed a little mix-up there, and he still gets inside the 30-yard line on a broken play.
Maybe they got to put that in their repertoire there, Ira. That good yardage there. Good 8-yard pickup on that broken play.
Yeah, it was stopped by Benjamin Salas, who's having a good first half for Napa.
And the Dragons are now well over 100 yards rushing. They picked up 6 first downs, all running the ball. They have not attempted a forward pass yet, and I don't see any reason why they need to at this point.
Inside of 5 minutes to go here in the first half, and they lead it 7-0. They shift from a double wing into a single wing, and they give to the wingman. He finds an opening, gets through the 25, the 20. Boom, a hit is made on Ryan Sherwood. He goes down inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Sonoma coming out there with just an underneath counter back to Sherwood from that wingback position. From his left to right, just a little following his left tackle, who was the blocker on that. Right side blocking down, left tackle pulling, and Sherwood just followed him, took the handoff, good gain.
Well, I'm sure that the coach for Sonoma, Bob Midgley, is pleased with the way his team is playing his first half. There's the pitch back to the tailback, and it's Beatty. Beatty on the angle is slanting to the outside. He's being forced to the sideline and then forced out of bounds, stopping the clock but picking up a first down in the process.
And Ira, Napa had no one on the outside to stop that. It was a good play call by Sonoma. I think Sonoma coaches just out coaching the Napa staff right now. They're running inside, running outside.
And it's going to be first down and goal to go. The ball is at the 7-yard line. Again, heading for that north end zone. Ball is at the left side hash marks. Quarterback is Trent Garrett. He has two setbacks behind him, and he pitches it back now to Beattie. Beattie cuts in at the five. He is hit at the four, and he's driven back to the 5-yard line. It's just grabbing him and wrestling him to the ground was Tyler Clark. Tyler's not a big guy. He's 5'7", 145 pounds, but he makes the most of his size. He plays a defensive back and came right up to the line on that play.
Look for Sherwood or Winslow right here, Ira, on this play.
Second down, goal to go. The ball is at the Napa 5-yard line. Garrett, again, has the two setbacks there. And he fakes to Sherwood. Instead, he gives the ball to Beattie. Beattie over the left side, gets a block, goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Dragons.
I tell you, Ira, the Sonoma offensive line is looking very good. Good blocks on the perimeter. They're sealing off the perimeter, getting 8 yards at a pop. Sonoma will take that all night long. And like you said, Dino, why throw when you don't need to? You're getting 8 yards a pop.
Well, the Dragons go up by two touchdowns. They're going to try the extra point. Ruffini to do the kicking. There's a flag drop before they can attempt the extra point.
Yeah, Napa jumped off sides.
So that's going to put the ball a yard and a half away from the goal. They may go for two now that they're that close. Now they're looks like they're still lining up to kick the extra point, even though a yard and a half away could get them 2 points. There's the snap, the placement, and the kick is on the way, and it is good. It barely got over, but it is good by Evan Ruffini, and there's a timeout now here at Memorial Stadium with 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the score, Sonoma Valley Dragons 14, Napa High 0. Back after this. Well, we got another score from Casa Grande, and unfortunately for you Braves fans, it was another touchdown for the Casa Grande on a 2-yard run this time. There's an onside kick attempted, and it goes out of bounds. So kicked it a little too hard that time, and that'll be a penalty.
Not quite sure what Sonoma wants to do, Dino. I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, I think if I was Napa, I might just take the ball at the spot the ball went out of bounds. But it looks like instead they're going to have Sonoma re-kick. That scoring drive for the Dragons, 8 plays, 61 yards, took 3 minutes, 29 seconds off the clock. Beattie taking it in from 5 yards out. And Kent, Sonoma Valley is averaging 6.5 yards per rushing attempt.
Well, I tell you, as a coach, you'll take that every time.
Matt Herrera over in Petaluma scored his second touchdown for Casa Grande. They're just starting the second quarter, and they now lead 14-0 over Justin Siena. There's a line shot back to the 25-yard line. It's taken there by Overa. Overa up the middle of the 40, midfield, 40, 30, count them down, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Boy, did he shoot through that gap there, taking it 75 yards, and Napa gets on the scoreboard here with 3:20 to go.
And Ira, you hit it right on the head. There was a lane right up the middle. Sitting up here, you can see it very easily, but Overa saw it clearly, turned on his jets, he's got great speed, and he was gone. So that's a big boost for the Napa High football team to get on the board here.
You know what I liked there, too, is he ran right at the defense, and that's what you need to do on a kickoff return. You need to run as fast as you can in a straight line.
Here's Julio Alonso set for the extra point out of Isaiah Newton's hold. The ball is snapped, and it's a low snap. So Newton has to grab the ball. He tries to pass it into the end zone. It is deflected out there by James Greenslade and goes incomplete.
Ira, that was a design play. The ball was snapped low, but the two receivers, the wing and the end, were right out in the pattern right away.
Well, 3:20 to go now here in the first half. Napa gets on the scoreboard, although they miss on the two-point conversion attempt, and they trail 14-6 now. And it just took them one play down there and not any time off the clock, huh?
Yeah, it just took 13 seconds.
Well, Overa last week had 14 catches for 111 yards, and Shipp who started as quarterback but hasn't taken many snaps here in the first half, completed 16 of 30 passes for 265 yards, and he also rushed for 109 yards and four touchdowns. And he has seen limited duty here in this first half.
You know, he started out that first series, and then we've seen Newton go, take the trigger from that point on.
So Julio Alonso, who did not have an opportunity to kick the ball on the extra point try, is set to kick it off now. And there's his approach, and the ball sails down end over end to the 15-yard line. Taken there and brought back by Beatty. Beatty gets by one, hit by another, and it takes three players to bring down Beatty on that. Andrew Beatty is not that big.
I'm telling you, he's a buck 20. He is not big at all. He's shifty.
Why couldn't the Napa team bring him down there? They had trouble. Ball at the 25-yard line, 75 yards away from the goal. Sonoma Valley in the lead now, 14-6. 3:12 remaining here in the second quarter. The Dragons come up to the line now with a double wing. And they hand off to the setback, and that is Winslow. Winslow gets 5 yards out to the 30, and he is tackled right there. Falls forward, may have picked up another half yard. In fact, they're giving him about another yard pickup after the tackle was made out to the 31-yard line.
And, Ira, there's that stat Dino was alluding to, a good 6-yard pickup right there, first play of scrimmage.
Kohler goes out wide right side, tight end on the left side. And the handoff again goes to Winslow over the right tackle. He gets to 35 and still going. They finally stop him as he crosses the 40-yard line. Boy, a hard guy to bring down. And that brings another first down for the Dragons, moving the football there against the Napa defense on the ground.
The Dragons are now over 150 yards rushing for the game and still have yet to attempt a forward pass.
Again, they use the double wing. One of the wings will go. No, they don't go in motion this time. And there's a mix-up in the backfield. But Sherwood takes the ball anyway. And this allows the defense to get set. And Tyler Clark comes over and makes a tackle after maybe a couple-yard pickup there.
Yeah, they were trying to run the counter back to Sherwood underneath. And I think Garrett, the quarterback, was just in the wrong position. And then the wing back, Sherwood and Garrett, met each other in the backfield. That's not good.
Yeah, the dance is supposed to be after the homecoming game, not during it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Sonoma Valley has taken a timeout. Hey, Justin Sien, I think, got on the scoreboard. Let me check here and find out what happened. Donahoe, the junior quarterback, a 41-yard touchdown pass to Shane Rosenthal. And so we'll see if Napa can convert the extra point. They're down 14-6, the exact same score we have here. So it's 14-6 in Sonoma Valley here, and over in Petaluma, it's 14-6 there, with Casa Grande leading Justin Sienna. Justin Sienna going into that game with a 3-game winning streak. And Casa Grande, one of those teams that has not won, one of three teams winless coming into tonight. American Canyon and Napa High being the other two teams looking for their first win of the season. In this, the inaugural night for the new league, as the Vine Valley Athletic League openers are tonight, and it's homecoming here at Napa High. And the Dragons have the ball now, second down and 8. Quarterback is hit, and he is spilled and sacked by Dominic Tapiti.
That time Napa brought outside pressure from the outside linebacker spot. They were trying to run some play action, and play just took too long to develop, and Napa was there for the big stop.
He shot through there. Got a good spot, and now Napa's going to take timeout as we are just inside of 2 minutes to go in the half. You know, mentioning about that touchdown pass thrown by Donahoe, last week Barrett Donahoe threw 5 touchdown passes in that 39-8 win over Hercules. He had quite a night. And the defensive coordinator for Napa is kind of Justin Siena guy. That is Anthony Armstrong Brown, who assisted over at Justin Siena and had four section championships during his tenure as a coach helping out Rich Cotruvo for the Justin Siena battling Braves. Looks like here with the third down, they need to pick up about 11 yards for a first down, and the ball is in their own territory. That's why Napa took a timeout. They think they can stop this play. Trent Garrett may have other ideas. He has not passed yet. And they drop the ball, and it squirts out, and Napa has recovered. That was recovered by Napa High's Jesus Pimentel. So Pimentel gets the ball back for Napa in good field position now at the 44, but the clock could be a factor inside of 2 minutes to go. We'll see if they have a two-minute drill.
Well, let's see if Napa can capitalize. Ira, obviously, three turnovers for Napa, two for Sonoma. Very sloppy in the turnover aspect as far as that goes this first half.
Posey out wide to the left. Have it wide out to the right into Jerry. And Newton gets a snap. His pass is complete at the 40 and down the sideline inside the 35. And before he can get to the 30-yard line, Diego Olvera is forced out of bounds. So the guy that scored that touchdown for Napa High picks up a first down and gets the ball quickly to the 32-yard line of the Dragons.
Gain of about 13 yards on that play.
Double wides either side. Set back is LaRue. Back to pass Newton. His pass is aired it up too high. It was pretty well defended by Lawson Lee back there anyway from his safety position. But it looked like that ball was still on the upward rise as it went past the receiver.
Yeah, he throws a nice ball, Ira, a very nice tight spiral, but it's just too high. Like you said, he throws it way too high.
Stops the clock with 100 seconds to go here in the first half. 14-6, Sonoma with the lead, Napa with the football. LaRue the setback to the right of Newton, who takes the snap. He lobs one towards the right side into the end zone, and it is nearly grabbed. It was batted up in the air. But neither the offensive player nor the defensive players could get to the ball.
Yeah, the ball was just underthrown a little bit. Brock Bowers, a sophomore, that was who that was intended for.
Yeah, he thought
Went up for it, almost came down with it, Ira. That was a good play on Brock Bowers' part.
Well, he's a great receiver. Last week, as far as receiving, Bowers had six receptions for 74 yards. Napa now with third down and 32. They are in four down territory. Newton again, the southpaw, rolls out of the pocket to his right. He'll have to throw across his body. If he passes, he does. And it is complete to DeJerry. He's inside the 15, down to the 10, and drops the ball. A scramble for it. And Napa says they have it. Sonoma Valley says we have it. And it'll be up to the officials to determine. Napa comes out with the football. And once again, it is Pimentel with the ball.
Good job on Newton there just to scramble and get away from pressure. And was able to get that ball to Gajeri. So let's give that to Newton there.
So that takes the ball inside the 10. It'll be first down and goal to go from the 8-yard line for Napa High, trailing it by 8 points as we come up on 1 minute to go here in the first half. Newton, as they were ready to snap the ball, there was a whistle and a timeout was taken by the defense. So Sonoma calls a timeout. So do you know what's been happening stat-wise here?
Well, that pass from Newton to Gajeri ended up picking up 24 yards and was just a huge play to keep this drive going. Napa has been totally dominated statistically, and yet they're just 8 yards away from possibly going into halftime down by only a point or maybe even tied.
Yeah, they would probably go for 2 points. And by the way, the halftime, I know that the Napa band's going to do a great job. They always do Mike Riondo in his 10th year. What a superb program they have at Napa High for the band. And the spirit leaders amongst the best. Holly Schmidt in her 27th year in leading that program at Napa. And here comes the Napa football team up to the line of scrimmage, which is the 8-yard line. And they have Isaiah Newton as the quarterback. He's left-handed. He drops the snap, picks it up, gets back to the 15, lobs it into the end zone deep, and that is overthrown. It was intended for Gajeri.
Yeah, Newton just he picked that ball up and really didn't. Saw Gajeri breaking for the corner and just heaved it out there. Really wasn't looking at where he was.
Again, too high.
Way too far and high, yeah.
Stops the clock, however. 53 seconds to go. Second down, goal to go. Looks like they've actually, well, it's right around the 8-yard line. It's a little bit back of the 8. If there was an 8.5-yard line, that's what we would call
that's
it.
That's where it would be, yeah.
Yeah. So the Napa football team lining up there in the spread formation with trips out to the left side. And Newton dropping back, looking left, looking down the middle, and getting away from a sack. Hit, drops the football, and it's dropped again. And I think it's finally covered up by Napa. It gets possession there at the 15-yard line. Boy, it's sloppy.
Ira, thank you. I didn't want to keep saying it. I wanted someone else to say it. Very, very sloppy game between both teams, more so on the Napa part, just so many fumbles that they've and miscues on snaps and quarterback exchanges. Sonoma's doing their part as well with exchanges on the mesh and the turnovers.
That's five fumbles by Napa, though. They've only lost one of them.
Exactly.
But they fumbled the ball five times.
And they've been intercepted a couple times.
Yep.
And which means, Dino, there's five plays that didn't take place because of those fumbles.
Right.
You know, the play ends up to being a broken play.
Well, Napa has spent its final timeout. They have zero timeouts remaining. Sonoma Valley has one timeout, but with only 38 seconds to go, Napa will have the ball back at the 15-yard line of the Dragons now, and it's going to be third down. If you remember, it was second down and 8 yards to go. Now it's third down and 15 yards to go.
The Indians have been able to convert a couple of third down challenges.
Newton, the quarterback, drops back to pass again, getting right, throws towards the end zone, overshoots Bowers again. Boy, he is high with those passes.
Yeah, he needs to be able to set and throw. He's kind of throwing just backpedaling, but he throws a really good ball.
He
needs to look where he's throwing it at, not just throw it in the area, but pinpoint his target.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see a field goal attempt, I think, as Julio Alonso has come onto the field. Fresh from the soccer team, holding the football on the snap will be Isaiah Newton. And the attempted field goal will be a 32-yarder. It's on the way, and it is good! 32-yard field goal, and that makes it a 5-point Sonoma Valley lead now as Julio Alonso, a senior, 5'7", 135 pounds, comes through. Another plus for the soccer team.
You're darn right, boy. He's putting points on the board for him.
Yeah. I think that's great the way that the different sport teams can be cooperative and allow the soccer player to also come out and work with the football team.
Absolutely. You know, and you don't have to come out and practice except for Thursday for special teams, and takes about 1 hour. And you got a soccer player can kick those field goals. That's great.
That drive for the Grizzlies, 7 plays, 29 yards, took only a minute and 23 seconds, and they got an important field goal. They're now within a touchdown with just 29 seconds to go in the first half.
Here is Alonso's kick, and it's a squib-type kick. Goes back inside the 15, picked up back here by Beattie. Beattie out to the 20-yard line. He's hit from behind and ridden down there by Tyler Clark. Clark does a nice job on special teams.
Yeah, Clark does a good job. And, you know, it's good. Beattie almost found a home there and seemed to break it up. But, you know, I'll say it here. good job on covering that kickoff by the Napa High School football team, formerly the Indians.
The ball is placed down at the 25-yard line, but there are only 20 and a half seconds to go here in the first half. 14-9 is the score. And by the way, Justin Sienna has just scored again on Donahoe's pass from 15 yards out, and they're just going to kill the clock now and just take a knee. So that's going to end the first half here at Memorial Stadium in Napa. We invite you to stay tuned at halftime. We'll have some interviews coming your way, a look at the first half stats. Here, the score is Sonoma Valley 14, Napa High 9. Back after this. Well, to give you some information over there at Casa Grande, Donahoe had a 15-yard touchdown pass to Luigi Albano. Now, now there's a Sonoma name for you. You know, the Albanos there. It was Mary Albano that did Mary's Pizza. And Toto Albano, one of her kids there, they do just such a wonderful job with their pizzas and the Italian food. One that we highly recommend, but it's the Albano name. I think that this may be Luigi Albano Ditto, though, but I'm not positive on that. But they have 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter there. They have missed the extra point, it looks like, and it is 14-12 now. Casa Grande leading by 2 points, and they are still about 5.5 minutes to go in the first half.
I have an update from American Canyon. Well, I believe the Petaluma Trojans are down there facing American Canyon in their first league game. And with a minute 18 to go in the second quarter, Ira, it is 29-7 American Canyon over Petaluma. 29-7 American Canyon.
Wow. So Petaluma had one of the better records in the league at 3-1, and American Canyon is looking for its first win. Casa Grande looking for its first win. Napa High looking for its first win. And Napa is trailing, but the other two teams are leading in the first half action anyway. It's homecoming at Napa High, and we'll hear in a little bit from the athletic director, who is a Napa High graduate, after we hear from Dino Alessio, who is going to update us now with statistics from that first half from Memorial Stadium in Napa, California.
So the first half scoring summary, the only score in the first quarter was from Sonoma Valley. The Dragons scored on a 6-yard run by their fullback, Winslow. The kick was good, and it was 7-0 in favor of Sonoma Valley. And that came off an interception return that set Sonoma Valley up in position just outside the 12-yard line of the Grizzlies. In the second quarter, Sonoma Valley scored again. This time it was Beatty running the ball in from 5 yards out. This time it was a long drive, 8 plays, 61 yards. Ruffini added the point after touchdown, and it was 14-0. But then Napa jumped right back, the Grizzlies scoring as Olvera took the ensuing kickoff after the first kickoff went out of bounds. And I foolishly suggested that Napa should just take the ball at that spot. They chose to have Sonoma Valley re-kick, and then they proceeded to run the kickoff back 75 yards for a touchdown, which shows what a brilliant strategist I am. So the point after failed, but it was 14-6. And then Napa got the ball back again after a punt with just a couple minutes to go in the half, and drove 29 yards, 7 plays. Actually, it was on a fumble that Napa got the ball and drove down and was able, Alonzo was able to kick a field goal, and that got us to our halftime score of 14-9. Quickly on some of the individual numbers, for Sonoma Valley, their leading rusher is Sherwood with 74 yards. He had a long one for 49 that helped out there. 74 yards on 6 carries. Winslow, 63 yards on 9 carries. Altogether for Sonoma Valley, they've run the ball 28 times and picked up 162 net yards, and they have not attempted a forward pass. The Napa Grizzlies have had a miserable time trying to run the ball. Chase LaRue, 7 carries, 23 yards. Isaiah Newton, 8 carries for a net negative 7. So for Napa, at the end of the first half, 15 rushing attempts, 16 net yards. Passing, Sheps, while he was in the game, completed 3 of 4 for 26 yards, had one intercepted. Isaiah Newton has passed 2 out of 6, 37 yards, and one interception. So 31 yards rushing, 63 yards passing for the Grizzlies for a total of 94 yards on 25 offensive plays. The Dragons, of course, 28 offensive plays, 162 yards, all rushing. The Dragons have 9 first downs to 5 for Napa, and penalties just 3 against Sonoma Valley and 1 against Napa in that first half.
All right. Thank you, Dino Alessio, with our halftime stats. Since this is homecoming, and we have Kent Fry, who is a Napa High graduate, and the acting athletic director, who is Darcy Ward, is the director during the football season. And then after the football season ends, the football coach, Tom Pettahome, becomes the athletic director. So let's find out a little bit about Darcy Ward and what's happening these days in the athletic department at Napa High School.
Well, Darcy, the fall season's moving right along. That means before long you're going to be starting basketball and relinquishing the AD duties.
Yes, that's how it works. So I'm the AD right now, but then as soon as it's winter, Coach Pettahome will be taking over the spot.
You, of course, graduated from Napa High, so you're one of those that is being honored tonight as an alumnus.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was just thinking of the Hall of Fame tonight, but yes, as an alumni, I am.
Tell us a bit about preparing things for winter season, as we have quite a few athletic competitions.
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on, so just trying to get facilities in place, getting officials in place, and then getting your coaches cleared, and then your athletes cleared. So we got a lot going on to try and make that happen.
How has it seemed as far as the early going in the Vine Valley Athletic League?
I think it seems to be going really well. The meetings that we've had, all the coaches are excited. Everyone gets along. Their camaraderie is really nice. I think it's starting out really well.
And Justin has shown that even though there is the total enrollment's not as high as some of these other, they can stay right in the contest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they have strong athletic programs. I feel like they've had strong athletic programs for a long time, so I think they'll do very well.
Did you realize the athletic director's job took as much time as it does?
No, I did not. I did not realize that. I'm super impressed by my predecessors, Scott Koseka, Brian King. They did it for a long time. Before that, Mike Brown, Thomas Sims last year, and then Kelly Van Winden for like 6 months. So it's amazing how much work it is. And I've spoken with all of them while they did it, and you never know until you actually step into the role.
Yeah. I hope that you get some good help along the way.
I do. Napa High is really supportive. All the coaches have been amazing. They respond to everything super fast and have been so great. It actually makes you feel really a huge part of a community with how much help you're getting.
And speaking of help on the basketball court, you probably get some input from your father.
I get a lot of input from my family, yes. And my dad is definitely one of the biggest inputters, but his knowledge is amazing. And so we're super lucky that we actually get to have that.
Is your sister going to be helping you with the program this year?
Yes. So we're still all in the same spot. So Michelle's assisting me, and then actually my JV will be different. Taylor Willis is going to be coaching JV and assisted by Joel Garcia.
Mm-hmm. And your little ones are not so little anymore.
No, they're getting so big, 5 and 3. Yes.
Okay.
And those were the comments from Darcy Ward, as she will be on the basketball court very shortly with that aspect of the athletic scene. And that means that Tom Pettahome will be taking over as the athletic director. And again, the coach for Napa High dedicating tonight's game to his father-in-law, who just passed away this past Tuesday, John Norton. And condolences, but especially to Tom's wife, who just returned from St. Paul, Minnesota, after her father had passed away. Well, we can remind you that you're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. And even though it's homecoming, the proceedings are happening on the opposite side of the field. And so we are unable to pick up the commentary that is being presented to the fans who are the Napa stand. And I thought Napa had a good turnout tonight as far as spectators.
You know, they should, because it is homecoming and a lot of parents and family members want to come. And hopefully most of those will want to stay for the second half, as we do have a ball game now, being at 14-9 at halftime. And so hopefully they'll stick around for the second half and see how this game, the outcome of this game.
And we will find out who the homecoming queen is, so we'll get that information to relate to you. And we'll have more. In fact, we're going to be talking with Kent Fry when we return here at Memorial Stadium. But we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back here where the halftime score is Sonoma Valley 14, Napa High 9, back after these messages. Okay, well, we'll tell you about some scores then. As in freshman football yesterday, Vintage defeated San Marin 52-3. And one of our disappointments, and probably several others, is Napa High dropped freshman football this year.
That is a big-time disappointment.
Yeah, that because they had Napa and Vintage freshman game scheduled for next Thursday, and we were going to have all lined up to broadcast that game.
Yep.
And then they said, well, maybe we could do the Vintage against American Canyon freshman football game. And I thought, well, now there's an idea, as the athletic director for the community schools, Jill had mentioned that to us. And then we found out that American Canyon dropped the freshman football. So I guess that football numbers are not as they used to be.
Well, and then enrollment in general is declining as well, Ira. It's just a fact of life here. High school enrollment in the public school system is declining all across the board.
Well, Kent, let's talk a little bit about last week, as we were broadcasting here from Memorial Stadium on Saturday night, and we had Troy Mott as our color commentator, because you were involved with the induction of some athletes over at the Vintage side of the athletic scene.
Well, you know, that's correct, Ira. And, of course, I'm a Napa High alumni and proud to be an Indian my whole life. And you know, but I coached, most of my coaching career was done at Vintage High School. And when you're a coach, it doesn't matter what school you coach at. It doesn't matter what colors. You're coaching the kids, and it's all about the kids. And I had the distinct honor and privilege to being asked by Justin Jergue if I would be his presenter. And Justin played in 1988 and 89. It was a lot of fun. It was quite an honor for me, and I just had a great time. And there were several other inductees as well. John Connor, Lonnie Spann, Paul Schreiner. Boy, Paul Schreiner, he still looks like he can run for 150 yards per half. You know, that was just unbelievable. Mary Sherwood, McDonald, you should have seen her. She called out her brother, Eric Sherwood, who's a good friend of mine, and a lot of us know Eric, and said, you know, basically she just said, you know, I can take Eric right now, and I believe she could. It was quite funny. Then we had Judy Schaefer, and then Pete Zofi from, you know, class of 76, I believe, a soccer star there. And, of course, Steve McConnell for 1973 and his basketball and his so forth. And now here's a little side note. Steve's older brother, Don McConnell, will be inducted into the Napa High Hall of Fame here very shortly at their proceedings. But it was just great to see these former athletes getting honored, and hats off to the selection committee. I know Glenn Loban, Ray Sizemore, and quite a few others are very instrumental in that, selecting these athletes to get nominated and inducted. And Ira, they put on a really good show. I will tell you, the Vintage High program did a fantastic job, and it was fun to be a part of, and it was fun to witness. And, of course, anytime you get Les Franco at an event, it's even better. And you give Les a microphone, he's got great stories, and he's quite the statesman. And it was so good to see Les. And, you know, it was fun being John Connor, Ira. Here's the fun part about this whole event. John Connor was on our coaching staff for Les Franco. So the previous day, the Friday afternoon, we were able to get together a lot of the old coaching staff over there at Les's house and just reminisce. And Larry Scorza was there. You know, Mike Hall was there. Albie Gray was there. Mike Narlo was there. There was a lot of great people there. And that was the fun part. That was extremely fun.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of this being homecoming tonight, next week is Vintage Homecoming, and they will be hosting Casa Grande of Petaluma. And we'll be on the air anytime from 6:30 to 6:45, depending on the length of the JV contest. But that's next Friday night, September 21st, while Napa High will have a bye next week. Justin Siena will be hosting Petaluma, a game that will be broadcast on KVYN. Steve Meyer back with that and Dewey Green. Sonoma Valley will travel again. They'll go down to American Canyon. That could be an interesting matchup, although American Canyon playing real good football tonight. And they did against Will C. Wood last week.
Well, that is going to be a good ball game, because that's going to be, you know, Sonoma Valley just kind of says, hey, we're going to come at you and run the ball right at you. Yeah. That's exactly what we're seeing tonight, where American Canyon is more of that finesse, you know, skill, a lot of speed on their team, trying to get the ball to the perimeter. So that'll be a fun one to watch.
Sonoma Valley at American Canyon. Then we also have St. Helena hosting Clear Lake. Calistoga will be home to Anderson Valley. Those are all scheduled for next Friday, 1 week from tonight. But tomorrow in college football, it's San Jose State at Oregon. Wow, I don't know about that, Dino. What chances do the Spartans have in that one?
Dino, are you going to make the trip up to Eugene for that?
No, I'm not. I'm hosting the Sports Line tomorrow morning, and then I'll be I hope the game is being televised. I think there's a chance it might be televised, or if not that, then I'll follow it on the Spartan radio network. But
well, yeah, it starts at 2 o'clock.
It starts at 2 o'clock, yeah. And I'm not terribly optimistic.
Yeah, and at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning, Stanford is hosting UC Davis. And by the way, that San Jose State game is on the Pac-12 network.
Oh,
if you get Pac-12 network.
I do.
Okay.
Well,
UC Davis now, was that the team that beat San Jose State in the very first game of the season?
I seem to recall having been at that game. And,
well, the Aggies,
Davis Aggies are very good this year.
They are. Their program is doing a real nice job. Then it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon when Cal plays. They will be hosting Idaho State. And now that's not a high school team. It's an actual college team from the state of Idaho.
I'm trying to remember the mascot name for us. See, Idaho
Tigers, I think.
The
or
Tigers?
Bengals.
Bengals?
I think it's the Bengals.
Great knowledge, Ira. I had the Vandals for the University of Idaho.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Did not have Idaho State.
You know where the University of Idaho is located?
The University of Idaho is located in Moscow, Idaho.
In Moscow. You're absolutely right there.
Which is about 12 miles from the little town I was born in, Colfax, Washington. Well, which is right outside Pullman, Washington. Washington State Cougars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Go Cougs.
Right. Well, interesting part of the country, that's for sure. Well, anyway, we'll be back with the start of the second half, and I'll have the information, hopefully, on the homecoming queen when we return. So we'll be back here at halftime at Sonoma Valley Dragons 14 and Napa High Football 9. So, okay, well, we're back here, and yes, we do have information on homecoming. First of all, the prince is Christopher Castillo. And the princess is Veronica Morales. So congratulations to those two. Now the king is Enrique Lopez. And the queen this year, Allison Key. So congratulations to those folks who have been acknowledged and honored here at Memorial Stadium during halftime proceedings.
Well, Ira, you know, halftime is always fun, but a little extra long for the players when it's homecoming, and the coaches, they'll kind of grumble about it. But they're really the first ones out of the halftime Kwanzaa, and I still call it Kwanzaa, the locker room saying, yeah, hey, who won the king? Who won queen?
You know what I thought was interesting is usually at least one or two of the football players are candidates for homecoming king, but I didn't see any of the football players out there during the halftime ceremony. Did you see any, Cam?
I did not.
There was one out there with the band that was standing out there to our left, to the Napa side's right side, right over there. There was a football player over there, but I'm not sure what the capacity was. Let's take a look at the halftime now over in Petaluma. Nobody scored in the last 5.5 minutes of that first half, so the halftime score remains Casa Grande 14, Justin Siena 12 at halftime. The 41-yard touchdown pass from Donahoe to Shane Rosenthal got Justin on the board after they were trailing 14-0. Both of the touchdowns for Casa Grande were scored by Matt Herrera, one on a 31-yard touchdown run, the other one on a 2-yard touchdown run. Justin Siena's second touchdown was a pass to Luigi Albano Dito. And now they're at halftime, 14-12, the score there. As we get set for the second half, and Napa's going to be kicking off. So the leader in this game, Sonoma Valley, will be receiving, as they usually send Kohler or Beatty or Lee back. Let's see. Well, they have Jake Baker going back deep now. He's back now. Also late coming on the field is Manny Plancardi. And Napa's Julio Alonso tees up the ball at the 40. There's the referee's whistle. And here comes the second half kickoff. End over end coming down to the 15-yard line. Taken there and brought back out the 15, the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. He's to midfield, down to the 40-yard line, down to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, and into the end zone goes Jake Baker. Well, we mentioned that Baker went into the backfield there just kind of a last minute and goes 84 yards for a touchdown. Wow.
Big time return, Ira, for the Sonoma Dragons. Made a nice couple cuts, a little zig and a zag here, and he was off and doesn't show a lot of speed, but deceptively he's very, very speedy and quick. Good job.
Yeah, I enjoyed his brother that played in the JV game, too. He was only a freshman playing JV ball, but real nice job by Jake Baker.
And Ira, just what Napa did not need is they wanted to come out and get a stop here.
Absolutely not. Here's Ruffini getting set for the extra point. And they have Andrew Beatty is going to be holding. They look over to the side. They were ready to go, but didn't have a football out there. Now they finally get a football on the field. They looked. Everybody looked around. Well, where's the football? We don't have one. Ruffini, here's the official blow the whistle, and may have too many men on the field.
Napa does.
If so, that would be a penalty, and that'd be half the distance to the goal. So they could go for two. Then they would be at 1.5 yards away from the goal. But they're still going to line up to kick the extra point. Why not? They're two for two in that department. As they get set, the ball is snapped. It's placed down. The kick is blocked. They did not get it off cleanly, and Ruffini was unable to get it over the outstretched hands of the Napa defenders coming over there, and they blocked the extra point try. But there is a timeout now, and before the Dragons kick off to Napa, we'll remind you that it is now Sonoma Valley 20 and Napa High 9.
Yeah, that was just that's a huge, huge blow to Napa High to come out and have a kickoff run back on them right now, because they needed to get a stop on defense and then get the ball back and get some downs going, but see what happens now.
In the first three games of the season, the Sonoma Valley offense scored one touchdown. They had a total offense of 7 points through three games. Last week, they scored three touchdowns and won 24-8. So they are finding their way offensively now and getting set to kick off. Ruffini getting ready to kick the ball off, and There's this. It's almost. Off of one of the Napa players. There's a scramble, and it looks like Sonoma may have recovered. The official hasn't given the sign yet.
Yeah, I think he did. He recovered. Yeah. He was in bounds when he covered, then slid out of bounds.
Yeah, he. It looked. I wasn't sure. I thought he might be juggling it as he slid out of bounds, but the officials determined that he did have possession.
Yeah, I was blocked right there at the end, and I could not see which player it was that recovered.
So, again, another blow here on special teams for Napa High.
Yeah, just not playing
good
football.
They're not there at all.
So that is at the 36-yard line of Napa. We are just underway here in the third quarter. And Trent Garrett takes the snap, hands off. They give the ball to Winslow. He tries to go straight ahead. They worked a little trap there, and he gets short yardage until he is brought down by several Napa players, including Jesus Pimentel. So that'll make it a gain of a yard and a half, call it 2 yards, making it second down and 8. Sonoma Valley leading now 20-9 and getting the football right back. They took the opening kickoff and returned it 84 yards for a touchdown. Then on the ensuing kickoff, used an onside kick and recovered. And now they have the football, trying to add more points onto their score as Garrett hands off. And Winslow again just – Napa started to – double-team Winslow now.
Yeah, they're looking for that inside run there. And Winslow was met 2 yards in the backfield, and he still got back to the line of scrimmage. So a big third and 8 here for Sonoma.
I think they're down in four-down territory. Yeah. They probably
They've tried two up in between the tackles, looking for him back. We'll look for him to go for their perimeter toss sweep here.
Yeah, they're the jet sweep. We'll see what they elect to do. They do send Gavin Kohler out to the left side. They have a wing on the left side as well. And the pitch goes to the left side to Beattie. Beattie sweeps out, and he can't turn the corner. He is brought down for a short gain, which will bring up fourth down and about 7 yards to go for a first down.
Yeah, that time Brock Bowers from his left defensive end outside linebacker spot just chased Beattie down from behind. Bowers just outran him. I like Bowers. I really like this kid.
Oh, only a sophomore. Really good baseball player, good in basketball, outstanding in football.
Yeah, he's a good little athlete there, and I shouldn't say little. He's growing.
Well, his parent Warren Bowers is quite the athlete. Was and played college football and
played D1 school at Utah State.
The ball is at the 32-yard line of the left side hash marks, heading toward that south end zone. And the official says that Sonoma wants to take a timeout. So early here in the third quarter, Sonoma asked for a timeout with a 20-9 lead. We'll take timeout and be back in a moment with Sonoma Valley leading by 11 points. More after this. And we will be right back. Here's a fun thing to do if you're hungry or thirsty in Napa. Come into either of them. And to roll back, there was a whistle on the play, and a false start is the call against the Dragons. That was on a fourth down. Though they will keep possession of the ball, but they'll need 12 yards to pick up a first down now. And they're still... Well, now apparently they're not going to go for it. They're going to punt. And it's Beattie getting a high snap. Now he's rolling out. Now he gets the kick away and sends it down. It bounds inside the 15, rolls down to the 10-yard line. It'll be down at that point by Evan Ruffini. Ruffini, who does the kicking on the place kicking and PAT, and he was the one that downed the ball on that after an Andrew Beattie punt on the play.
27 yards on the punt.
Starting to see more of that rugby look on the punts, you know, where the punter actually rolls to the right or the left and then decides to punt the ball.
You know who did a lot of that? A guy named Steve Bucciolato, you remember him. He would do that sometimes on third down even. All right, here's Napa with the ball now. Newton stays in as quarterback. Looks to the right. Passes there. And the pass is complete to Olvera. Olvera is hit right away and is dropped after about an 8-yard gain on the pass, but had no chance to run with the football. Well covered there by the defensive secondary. Inside of 9 minutes to go, we're in the third quarter. Sonoma Valley 20, Napa High 9. Napa with the football at their own 17-yard line. And a junior, Isaiah Newton, is the quarterback. He takes a snap, and he goes to his left, then cuts back to the right, then to the left, and then the right again, and gets the first down as he runs the ball out to about the 24-yard line.
Yeah, just another high snap there, Ira.
Yep.
It just throws the timing off of everything when that happens. And I think it's Marcus Lex, who's the center, they just need to, well, that shouldn't be happening at this time of the year.
Well, Napa will have the bye next week, but they're not thinking at all about what's happening after that. They are concentrating on this game, and they have Chase LaRue, single setback, and put Gajeri in motion. And they try to do a block out on a sweep right side. And the quarterback kept the ball. And he had the lead blocker ahead of him there in Chase LaRue.
Well, the ball was snapped so high. You know what happens? You want to fake that jet sweep. So if the ball is snapped properly, you can fake the jet sweep. But when the ball snaps so high, that throws that timing. So there is no fake. And then he's on his own, basically.
Ball is just outside of the 25-yard line. Napa using the trips out to the left side. Again, LaRue is the only setback there with Newton in the backfield. And they may have had an offside here encroachment against the defense.
That's a good job on Napa just going on a hard count, picking up 5 of those 8 yards right there.
Now they're back in their own territory, but wanting to sustain a drive and get into that end zone. As they are 69 yards away from that end zone now, back at the 31-yard line. Inside of 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 20-9, Sonoma in the lead. Napa with the ball. Newton puts play in motion, but there was a whistle, too.
That's going to be on Napa, their left offensive guard, starting early.
A false start there, so they'll lose the 5 yards that they had just picked up.
That's only the second penalty of the game against the Grizzlies.
So they've been relatively penalty-free, but they've had turnovers. They've fumbled the ball some and recovered their own fumbles, but turned the ball over several times here. Well, they have double wides out either side, and Newton takes a snap. And on the counter is the ball off, and swinging out to the side, there is a flag on the play as driven out of bounds was Diego Olvera, but a good pickup. But there is a flag, probably going to bring the play back as the referee, Mark Thomas, shows it's going to be a hold against Napa High.
I guess I shouldn't have mentioned how good Napa was doing on the penalties.
So Mark Thomas always does a nice job as a referee. Len Snead, the umpire. John Pillar is the head linesman. Ian Jacobs, the line judge. And Jason Castro, a back judge for our game tonight. The JV game was won by Napa. The first loss for the Sonoma Valley JVs. But it was 41-0. Now, it was interesting coming into the game. Sonoma JVs had outscored their opponents 141-18, and then they lose 41-0. Wow. So Napa now with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Spread formation. Newton drops back to the 3-yard line. His pass is complete to Olvera, and he is hit as he is dropped outside the 15-yard line. They have to go all the way to the 33-yard line for a first down.
A much better pass there on Newton's spot.
Not as high.
Not as high, and he took his time. And then, Olvera ran a really nice route. I was watching him, made a nice move, ran about a 12-yard out, made a good comeback on the cut, good ball, good delivery, good catch.
20-9. The score as Alvera goes out to the right side. We have Posey out to left. They haven't gone much to Posey. He had an injury last week. That could be a factor. And now the pass is a complete little screen pass is complete to coming out of the backfield, LaRue, and Chase is stopped at about the 20. Again, they have to get out to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, Sonoma read that screen up real well. Those offensive linemen left way too early and just gave away the screen. You got to hold your count, 1,001, 1,002, and then release for the screen.
Inside of 5.5 minutes to go now is this third quarter, over halfway through. And it's Julio Alonso dropping back inside of the 10-yard line. Waiting for a snap. Gets a good snap and gets a good boot. It's high, end over end. Down, he takes a Napa roll inside the 30-yard line down to about the 27. Nice punt back there by Julio Alonso.
52 yards on that punt with no return.
So the ball way back there for high school, 52-yard punt is a dandy. That helped as far as field position.
What I don't understand is both the receivers there for Sonoma just let the ball bounce, and they were both right there. I thought one of them was going to take it. I think it was more of a, you take it, I'll take it, you take it, I'll take it, and then never letting the ball bounce and rolled another 20 yards.
So the Dragons take over now, and they have the ball back at their 27-yard line. And the handoff, and they nearly get him for a loss, but Sherwood. Sherwood kept the ball and got it out to about the 33-yard line. Have to get out to about, 37-yard line. Now they're putting it down at the 34-yard line. So it's second down now at the 34-yard line. They need 4 yards for a first down. And the tight formation as the quarterback hands it off. They go with the fullback, and it's Winslow stopped just shy of a first down, not by much. He's going to be about a yard shy.
Wouldn't surprise me if they don't go for this.
Yeah.
Let's see if they go on a hard count.
It's only third down. So they will probably go with Winslow, I would imagine. They need a yard back at the 37-yard line. They need to get to the 38-yard line for a first down. And the quarterback, he gets the first down, the 40, 45, still going until he's finally pulled down by Travis Brayton. Wow, good move there.
14 yards on the game.
Yeah, they needed one, and they got 14. The Napa changes. Going to the sideline, Roberto Navarrete. Also heading over that direction is Travis Brayton, who made that last stop. He's goes outside. A handoff to Winslow. Winslow powers his way inside the 45 down to the 43-yard line. They're in Napa territory with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter and leading it 20-9 and keeping the ball on the ground. I don't think they've attempted a pass yet, and we're in this third quarter with less than 3 minutes to go.
You are correct, sir.
The one of the big plays, when I have a chance to tell you about one of the big plays in the JV game, when I have the opportunity, double wing formation, and the fullback carries the ball and is hit and dropped by Josh Marshall. That was a handoff to Tyler Winslow. Nothing fancy, Kent. Just
smash mouth football, Ira. That's Sonoma's come out to play that, and that, they're doing a very good job with that.
They've been keeping the clock moving for the most part here with that 11-point advantage.
And ball control, time of possession is big for Sonoma here.
Winslow comes out of the lineup now, comes to the sideline. He took a little hit on his elbow and that shin on his right arm as he comes to the sideline.
He's got a little blood there. They got to cover it up with tape.
double wing. The handoff and nothing opened up there. Boy, they ran in to the defense trying to make something open up, and nothing did for Lawson Lee.
Yeah, Sonoma was lined up in a power right, but they ran back to the weak side, and Napa was ready for it. Now they're lined up in a punt formation here on the fourth and one.
Yeah, it's a long one. It's about two, but as you indicate, they are going for the punt. And their punter is Andrew Beatty. He'll be back at about midfield. Napa finally is sending somebody back, and that looks like Alvera. Though a high snap, and now it's going to, and they pick up a first down as Beatty runs the ball, gets inside the 35. Beatty to the 33. Boom, he's hit, and he's dropped at about the 33-yard line. So a fake punt and a run to the right and a cut down the right sideline and a first down and the ball in Napa territory.
Yeah, seal the edge. And that was a designed run all the way, Ira. They just sealed the edge, made the wideout, got the block on the defender, and he picked up enough yards there for a first. Good call.
They sustain their drive with just over a minute to go in the third quarter. Two setbacks this time, and the handoff to Sherwood, and he didn't have any place to go. He's still battling, and Napa had trouble bringing him down, but they did contain any forward progress.
I just don't understand. Benjamin Salas had him, and then just literally let him go. Literally let him go. I don't know what reason.
Well,
and luckily there was support there for Napa, but
with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, there is an injured Napa player down. And that's a guy who's been doing a lot of the work for him, Jesus Pimentel. So they come out to check his condition. It looks like that might be more than just a Charlie horse.
Yeah, he's hurting. There's no doubt about it.
And then he's not holding his legs or anything. They're clutching it there where you would if you had the Charlie horse.
So Ira, you know what's happened? Sonoma is just coming out in the second half. They've run a trick play as far as the fake punt. They had the kickoff return. But the main thing is they're just the time of possession. They're just grinding the ball. Napa hasn't had the ball that long in this second half. And that's the biggest difference right here. Again, Napa's defense has stiffened up a little bit better. They're playing a little bit tougher on the D-line and, holding the Sonoma offense maybe to like a 2.5-3 yard gain instead of 6.5 as they were in the first half.
Well, you know, we'd like to compliment, too, the three coaches that the Dragons have, basically. Bob Midgley, the head coach, and he's had these other two assistant coaches with him all 9 years that he's been there.
Yep.
That's some loyalty on the part of his assistant coaches staying there. So, obviously, they like to follow the lead of Bob Midgley. Prior to over at Sonoma, he also worked on the program for some 20 years before becoming head coach. I'll check I think that is Pimentel. The number is kind of ruffled up in the back.
52.
Yeah.
Yep.
1 minute to go. We're in the third quarter. 20-9 is the score, and it's Sonoma Valley Dragons in the lead. Justin Senna was down by 2 points at halftime in their game, and American Canyon was leading over Petaluma in their game. Petaluma 3-1, and American Canyon 0-4.
I think the way it's looking right now, I think American Canyon is on its way for its first victory tonight.
Yeah. Napa has fallen behind, and the
20-9 here, Ira, with a minute to go in the third, Sonoma over Napa.
And Sonoma has the football. Garrett drops back, and then they get to the halfback, and
wow.
He fires down the right sideline. Matt Norbaum had come in there and had taken the pitch, and they had White out running down the right sideline and was open down there, but the pass was not on target.
Well, Ira, I'm going to put that on the receiver because Kevin Caller there, he stopped running his pattern. If he just would have kept running, he would have ran right underneath the ball.
He may have heard the referee's whistles because the refs blew that play dead. That play would not have counted.
Okay, good observation there, Dino.
So there.
Yeah. Well, coming up on a half a minute to go as this time Kohler started to the left side. Now he switches, comes to the right side. Beattie goes into the backfield on a double wing formation, and Beattie takes the ball inside the 30, the 25, and he is upended there as he gets inside the 35-yard line by Diego Olvera.
So Sonoma coming right back with their grinded out tough running game.
Yeah, you hate to see it when the safeties are the ones doing the tackling.
Yeah, exactly. You know, between Beattie and Winslow and Sherwood, they're just racking up the yards.
That'll be the final play of the third quarter. So we are at the end of three quarters here at Memorial Stadium. Homecoming for Napa High, and they trail as the score after three periods of play. Sonoma Valley 20, Napa High 9. Well, Kent, what does Napa have to do here in the fourth quarter? They're trailing by 11.
Well, they got to get the ball back, and that's been the problem. They have not been able to stop this Sonoma offense. And Sonoma is just a time of possession again. They're just grinding the ball. You know, 3-4 yards a pop here. It is third down again. So Napa needs to get the ball back, number one. Then they need to put some drives together without turning the ball over and penalties.
And now the Dragons set to head toward that north end zone. Garrett hands off, and they find an opening there as the fullback Winslow carries inside the five down to about the 2-yard line. We finally tripped up, but Winslow got through that line in a hurry.
Just that quick trap. That's what they run with him. They fake the toss, come back with the quick trap. And Ira, he is so quick through that line. You're absolutely right. And he ran right over the safety.
First and goal to go at the 2-yard line. Garrett's gone all the way at quarterback here as he takes the snap and keeps the ball, tries to slither over his center, and he does. He gets into the end zone for a touchdown. And that is the fourth touchdown for the Dragons, and that's the most points they've scored in any game this season. As they now lead 26-9, pending the upcoming extra point attempt. And so far, Evan Ruffini has been pretty good on the extra point kicks.
I think they're going to go for two this time.
Well, let's see. They send Baker onto the field. Jake Baker, who returned that kick earlier for 84-yard touchdown. So they are going for two. They come up to the line, and Baker is the quarterback. And he hands it off, and going in is Winslow. Not touched. Just a little trap to the left, and he gets into the end zone for a successful two-point conversion. So what a way to start the fourth quarter, increasing an 11-point lead to 19 points.
Yeah, I tell you, Sonoma looked good on that drive. Again, they're just coming out, just, you know, ball control.
The confidence level for them is just growing and growing.
Grinding out. And, you know, when you're getting 3, 4, 5 yards a pop, keep the ball on the ground and just take the time off the clock and run it.
Yeah, Sonoma's up to almost 250 yards rushing as a team, and they have yet to attempt a forward pass. They tried to throw one, but was called back on the penalty. That drive, 8 plays, 73 yards, and they took 5 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock. Kent, it's that ball control you were talking about.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's
huge. That was mostly in the third quarter, as we've only played 27 seconds of the fourth quarter, and our score now is Sonoma Valley 28, Napa High 9.
What you're going to see, Ira, is Napa's going to have to put the ball in the air a little bit to more of a hurry-up offense, and they just don't have that passing game like they would like to on a consistent level.
Well, they're letting Newton have an opportunity, though. There's kind of a squib tick. It goes back to the 30-yard line and is taken there across the 40, 45, out to about midfield. Very nice return after the squib kick gets back to Roberto Navarrete.
And Ruffini made the tackle.
Yeah, he...
The kicker. Yeah.
He does not kick it very far and very high, but it has been successful in what he's done. That gets the ball to the 45-yard line after Navarrete's return.
19 yards on that return.
Well, Napa still going with Newton as the quarterback. Drop back, sets, fires a long one down the left sideline, and it is caught. A nice grab out there by Kalani Posey. One of the few times they have gone Posey's way tonight, and he is rewarding them with a great catch at the 19-yard line, and he is tackled right away after the grab. But from the 49 down to the 19.
Yeah, that's a great catch.
So it's first down for Napa at Sonoma's 19-yard line. And Newton fires it toward the end zone. Touchdown in there to Bowers. And he holds on to the ball. And Brock Bowers, who had a leg injury earlier this season, showing that he's pretty healthy now, coming up with that 19-yard touchdown pass.
And from my angle, I was watching Bowers, and he ran a nice little post pattern. It was almost a double move, shot inside, back to the outside, then back to the inside of the post. And that time, Newton had time, found him, and put the ball on target. So two quick plays, a touchdown. There you go. It's what they needed.
Julio Alonso's attempt for the extra point on the way and good. So 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter, and our score, Sonoma Valley 28, Napa 16. We'll be back with the Napa kickoff after this. Minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
Only took him two quick plays. Good, great catch by Posey.
There is this was an onside kick of sorts that does not. Well, it goes to 10 yards, but then goes out of bounds. I don't know if it was touched or not. Or if not, will it be a penalty against Napa? And
the play was blown dead. The kick never.
Oh, happened. Before the kick.
Before the kick, the play was blown dead, which probably means that Napa may have been offside.
No, they're still. Oh. Well, now they're going to. Well, let's see where they're going to place the ball. The kicker, Julio Alonso. He's carrying the ball from the left side hash marks over to the right side hash marks. He's going to try it from there. Still at the 40-yard line, so no penalty on the play.
Evidently, the referee just hadn't marked the ball ready for play yet.
And they try an onside kick, and it goes right to one of the Dragons, and he holds on to it. Nice job out there by Sonoma.
Yeah, Matt Nordum, little wide receiver DB. Went down, made a nice short hop on that. So Sonoma's going to have the ball in good field position
Excellent field position there at the 46-yard line.
Big task for Napa High to stop this, get the ball back. Napa showed they can score quickly on two quick plays, but can they stop this powerful running game of the Sonoma Valley High School?
Well, let's see if they can affect a turnover even, that being the Napa defense. The quarterback, Garrett, pitches it back, and no opening out time. The defense digs in and brings the runner, Beattie, down for no gain. It's going to be second down and 10 yards to go. We're here in the fourth quarter at Memorial Stadium. Next Friday night, it'll be homecoming for the Vintage Eye Crushers of Napa. Back into that backfield, Ryan Sherwood. He may be a wing on the play. Checks into the backfield, and he'll stay in the backfield along with Beattie. And the wing on the left side is Winslow. And Winslow will carry. No, he's back to pass. He is running now. He looks. He tucks the ball in, and he's tripped up as he crosses the 45 and gets out to about the 47-yard line. He was showing that he was trying to do the wing back pass.
Yeah, and they just showed it too early. That's the problem. They showed it too early, meaning Winslow was looking to pass too early instead of faking the run more. But he did the smart thing, pulled the ball back down, and just ran, tried to get as many yards as he could. Back to the original line of scrimmage.
I noticed Trent Garrett, as he comes back into the offensive huddle, he is limping a bit.
He's hobbling on that touchdown play, the last touchdown he had where he kept the quarterback to keep. He was banged up a little bit, and he was hobbling.
Sherwood starts in motion, and then a flag is dropped. We may have had a double motion there with two players. It's a false start that's called against the Dragons. 9.5 minutes to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Sonoma Valley 28, Napa 16. Along with Kent Fry, this is Ira C. Smith. Dino Alessio, our statistician, here at Memorial Stadium, where it is third down and a possession play coming now for the Dragons. As the quarterback rolls back, he's going to run with the ball. They grab him back here, spin him around, and he gets the pass away, and it is nearly intercepted. I don't know. He thinks he has the interception. Chase LaRue.
No, it's a trap.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But he was trying to show the official that he had the ball.
Flag back down at the quarterback. I think it's going to be grounding.
Wow, that was the first pass, official pass attempt of the game for Sonoma Valley.
Yep.
It was nearly disastrous.
Intentional grounding is called against the quarterback.
Right. And he's hurt.
Oh, he is really hurt. Now, I'm not. They'll probably bring Jake Baker in, but what would we know?
Baker's definitely going to have to come in.
No, that's too bad.
This could change the game here, Ira. There's still plenty of time. 9 minutes left, you know, 28-16.
Where Garrett had been effective was on his crisp handoffs.
Yes.
He did not risk a fumble on those. He put it right in the breadbasket of the wingman or the running back that was going to be carrying the ball. So he was very effective in that. But he'll have to come out for at least one play, and I'd be surprised if he comes back in much. Now, he is really hobbled. Takes two guys, one on each side of him, and he puts his arms around their shoulders.
He's not putting any weight on that right leg at all.
Yeah, that's a sad sight. Just a great effort tonight by Trent Garrett. He's a senior, too. So that comes with 9 minutes and 9 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Sonoma is leading by 12 points, and they are going into a punt formation now on fourth down, as they rule that pass was just incomplete and then had the intentional grounding. And Beattie gets the punt away, and it goes out of bounds in Dragon territory. So Napa's going to come out of this with good field position.
No, that was a big play right there. That could be the turnaround play of the game, I'm telling you.
Just
still a lot of time. If Napa could put more points on the board in a quick hurry here, we'll have a ball game.
Well, you know, the passing has not been that bad by Isaiah Newton. It's just been too high.
Well, those last two passes were right on target, and Posey made a great catch on that first one, obviously, but Napa gave much better protection, gave him much more time to throw the ball.
Well, Newton is back there in the backfield along with Chase LaRue working from a shotgun formation. He takes a snap, drops back, getting the rush, steps inside, and he is at the 35, the 30, and goes down at about the 28-yard line. Keep in mind that they are in Dragon territory at the Dragons' 28-yard line, where it's second down and 1 yard to go for a first down.
Napa playing with more of a sense of urgency, speed up ball.
Yeah, Newton's pass is complete to Posey. Posey has a first down, and he's spun around then at the 25-yard line and brought down after the short gain, but enough of a gain for a first down.
Yeah, Posey just ran a little 5-yard hitch from his inside slot position.
Napa coming up to the line. By the way, we'll give you an interesting score here in just a little bit as Newton is back to pass, getting rushed. Lobs one toward the end zone to Bowers, and he can't get there. It is out of the end zone and incomplete. Bowers had to watch it, or he was going to run into the wall down there.
Yeah, and Bowers was looking at the end line to see if he could stay in bounds, and he was definitely past the end line when he tried to make that catch.
Justin Siena has gone ahead of Casa Grande. The third quarter just ended, and Justin Siena has a 27-21 lead over Casa Grande now as they get set for the fourth quarter. The Braves have won three in a row. They started out trailing 14-0 in that game. Newton back to pass again, and his pass is complete to Posey inside the 20 to the 18-yard line, and he's wrestled to the ground by Tyler Winslow, the middle linebacker, got all the way over there to cover that play.
Boy, Winslow, Beattie, they got to be tired out there, and a couple other players. Got a flag on the play out there.
Yeah, flag. Well, Mark Thomas pointed the Dragons' way, but he's walking it off against the Napa way. And holding called against Napa High. So we're inside of 8 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Sonoma Valley 28, Napa High 16. Napa with the ball, but it's moved all the way back to the Sonoma 39-yard line with Newton taking the snap. There's a quick pass over the left side. It is complete to Jack Jajeri, and he is forced out of bounds and made a tackle over there, too. I don't know if the clock is still moving, so apparently he did not get out of bounds, right?
Jajeri just running a little hitch, so just Napa sticking with that short passing game, then they try to go for the home run.
Yeah.
Look for him to look for Bowers or Posey here.
Bowers comes out wide to the right side, and Olvera is out to the right side as well. And Newton has the snap. Back to pass. Steps inside the pocket. Lobs it toward the end zone, and it is incomplete. No flag on the play. Double coverage back there in the end zone with a pass intended for Kalani Posey. Again, just a little bit high.
Yeah, just just going up for the jump ball.
Napa injury on the play. Back there at the line of scrimmage. Well, Coach Tom Pettahome, in his first year, comes out to check the scene. Coach Bob Midgley on the near sideline for Sonoma Valley in his ninth year, his 29th year, helping out there at Sonoma Valley. Prior to that, at Sonoma State, his team ahead by a dozen, 28-16. So interesting that the Justin Siena Braves, after falling behind, as we mentioned, 14-0, now has the lead in the fourth quarter, 27-21 over Casa Grande. Well, Donahoe hit on a 68-yard touchdown pass to Luigi Albano Dito, and that's that came in the third quarter. They're at the end of the third quarter now. But that was the second touchdown catch by Luigi.
Well, Ira, it's amazing what halftime adjustments do. I mean, you look at this game, Napa's come out much better in the second half as far as playing more of a tough physical game compared to their first half. And, it's just halftime adjustments. You stop the turnovers, stop the penalties, stop the little mental mistakes. Let's put, better protection for our quarterback, better defense, and that's what Napa's done. So they're in a ball game here right now, 28-16.
Well, that'd be a tough guy to lose if Marcus Lex can't come back, because
that's
he
their
was center. Center, right. Yeah. That timing is so important.
Well, I know he's been having a tough time all night, getting the ball back to Newton without,
there
Newton
been a lot
jumping.
Of high snaps.
Yeah, he's been snapping. So it'll be interesting who's going to snap the ball and what happens here.
Well, we use a trip set out right side. And LaRue is to the right of the quarterback, who drops back to pass. Good protection. Fires down the middle. Incomplete. Went through a bunch of hands. It was intended for Kalani Posey.
It literally did. They're all leaned up single file. Lined up single file. Went through Sonoma's hands, Napa hands, Sonoma's hands, Sonoma's hands.
Stops the clock with 7:03 to go. And that was the fourth down play. So Napa turns the ball over on downs. And at the 33-yard line, the Sonoma Valley Dragons take over. They lead it 28-16.
See what Jake Baker does since the quarterback is out. So Jake Baker, the backup quarterback, in.
He's pretty good, too. Jake, just a junior under center. And he hands off. They go to Winslow, and he leaps across the 40-yard line like he was in a swimming meet and was diving in to get a good start on his swim, and gets the ball out to the 42-yard line, a yard shy of a first down.
And that's what you need, Ira, to give your young quarterback confidence to get in there.
Just a handoff.
Hand it off to Winslow. Why not?
Tyler Winslow now has 107 yards on 17 carries.
6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 28-16 score, as the quarterback, Jake Baker, And the handoff again to Winslow, and he gets not only the first down, but carries the ball, and one of the Napa defenders, Brock Bowers, with him to midfield. And Bowers is a very strong and very big guy.
Yeah. Winslow is just a tough nut. Reminds me of number 43 from Vintage.
Shemko. We'll see him next Friday night.
Yep.
So the ball is right at midfield, right at the 50-yard line, over the left side hash marks, and exactly 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Jake Baker taking his time as he hands it off again, and guess who? They give it to Winslow, and he just powers his way, taking time off the clock. They are working with the clock in their favor now as Winslow picks up about 5 yards, about four and a half, really, but call it five.
Napa trying to strip the ball, trying to do anything to get the ball back. Winslow just keeps his feet moving. I really like Baker coming in here. He's just nice, calm, composed, young junior. And he can't weigh over 100 pounds, Ira. He is really small.
Yeah, but as they say, he's got a brother who's only a freshman who's a very good football player as well. Baker, he keeps it this time, tucks it in. He sweeps out to the right side, and as he turns the corner, he's brought down close to first down territory around the 40-yard line. Little jet sweep there to the right side.
Yeah, just faked the option again, faked the dive to Tyler Winslow and kept the ball and took off around the side.
I like the fact that he didn't just go out of bounds there, that he turned upfield and got that yardage.
Absolutely. If you watch him when he comes up to the line of scrimmage, this is where the coaching staff at Sonoma has done such an exceptional job. Baker, watch him. He'll come up to the line of scrimmage, getting the play into the huddle here, and then he'll watch the back judge. When the back judge starts to wave his arm for the 5 seconds, then he'll stop the ball off. So he's just burning that clock up.
And he kept the clock moving after that good right. run and the first down pickup. And he is under center now and hands off to Winslow. Winslow's dragged down from behind after a short gain that time, as coming in was Benjamin Salas. Salas has played a good game for Napa.
Yeah, he has.
He started out strong and has continued in that vein. He's done a really good job out there.
And Ira, I can't emphasize this enough, the time of possession Sonoma's had in the second half. Dino, I hope you have a stat on that, because that's going to be a huge time of possession.
Yeah, he keeps track of it.
He does. He has that. Jake Baker, the junior, in the huddle, with 4 minutes to go, brings them up to the line. They use a wing right, single setback, split out right, and it's going to be Sonoma Valley taking a timeout as we're just inside of 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, they're just trying to run as much clock as they have and want to make sure they still have a timeout left, get the right play call in. They still burned up a lot of time. It's second and nine. With a nice safe lead, 28-16 over here, 3:53 to go in the fourth. They want to make sure they have a couple plays dialed up for their young quarterback, Jake Baker. Look for Tyler Winslow or Sherwood or Beattie to carry the ball. Tyler Winslow has been the workhorse, obviously. It'll be Beattie or Winslow, I would say.
Yeah, they've been the workhorses.
28:16, the time of possession so far. 28 minutes for Sonoma Valley to about 16 minutes for the Grizzlies.
For the game.
For the game.
That's also the score then, huh? Yeah. The handoff as they go up the middle, pick up another first down as the fullback just powers his way. Tyler Winslow is so tough to bring down. He gets there inside of the 25-yard line.
Yeah, I like Winslow. I like him a lot. He's just a tough, tough kid.
So that will just keep the clock moving, too, as they move the sticks, move the chain. Wing left, wide out left, two setbacks. Under center is Baker. Long count at the line. Hands off to Winslow over left tackle. He gets inside the 20. Flag on the play. Tackle made by Chase LaRue of Napa. But there is a flag. And the official, Dave Thomas, a referee, giving the indication. A personal foul on the low block.
Was that a chop block, Kent? Or?
Yeah, and I believe it must have been outside the tackles.
Or a crackback?
No, it was a chop block.
It was a chop block, okay.
So that'll be a 15-yard penalty against the Dragons. But right now their ally is the clock.
Absolutely, Ira, and they're doing a great job of just keeping it on the ground, keep the ball moving, which keeps the clock moving. Napa does have three timeouts left here. 3 minutes, the clock started again. 3 minutes, 10 seconds.
So the backup quarterback, Jake Baker, working from a wing left, takes his time here. As you say, he watches the official who will, and when he put there, he puts his hand up, so he'll snap the ball then with 5 seconds to go before that. And they hand off this time to Beatty, and Beatty gets inside the 30.
Yep, you know, keying in on Winslow, why not? Let's just give it to the second man through Beatty. Oh, big pickup there.
They have to get down to about the 15-yard line for a first down, and they have it at the 28-yard line with 2.5 minutes to go. And it looks like the way things are going now, the Dragons are going to pick up their second straight win.
Well, you know, a lot of things can still happen. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go here. I'm surprised Napa hasn't burned a timeout with three of them. I believe they have three left.
They have three left. Sonoma has one timeout.
I know they want to keep them so when they get the ball back, but it's a matter of if they're going to get the ball back.
For a minute, they had a full house backfield. Now they go into the wing formation. And the give is to Sherwood. Sherwood around the right side. He gets very close to that first down.
There's your underneath counter there.
Yep, that off to the right and made it work. And now Napa takes its first time out.
Right.
You know, see, they're spotting it back at the 17-yard line. So that's going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down.
Yeah, long three. But it's third down, so.
Yeah, they're definitely four
down.
They
got two plays to make three, and they can do it.
And yeah, plus they're going to keep the clock going, too. Napa will be forced to use another timeout after this. And if, of course, the Dragons get the first down, well, they could just run out the clock in, as we're inside of 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 28-16, Sonoma Valley has the lead. A lot of the Napa partisans are starting to file out of Memorial Stadium as their football team comes up to line up there at the defensive side of the football at the 17, trying to prevent Sonoma. Sonoma's getting more confidence each game as they scored 24 points last week. They've scored 28 points tonight, and they are moving the football with Jake Baker, now the backup quarterback, taking the snap, handing it off to Winslow. He's inside the 15. He's very close to a first down. He is going to be about a yard shy, I would say. They're heading toward that north end zone. There is an injured Dragon on the field.
Looks like he's holding his shoulder. I don't know if he fell on it or.
He's actually way back in the end zone. Must have been a wide receiver heading just down that way.
I think it's Kohler. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, no? I think you're right, Gavin Kohler. He's holding that left shoulder.
Yeah, I think the way he fell, if he might have fallen on his shoulder.
Yeah, they don't have that much depth anyway as personnel.
So, Ira, this is really the ball game for Napa. They need to get a stop here.
Yeah, but they only need 1 yard for the offense for the Dragons to pick up that first down, and they could just kill the clock at that.
I'm pretty sure everybody's going to be keen on Winslow here.
Yeah, I would think. You think so? Well, that would be a good time to give the ball to Andrew Beatty.
I really like number 7, Jake Baker, backup quarterback, little junior. He probably weighs about 120 pounds. Very calm, collected, doing a great job leading this offense.
And he hands off, and as you say, Winslow, he carries it down to the 5. He was tripped up back at about the 7-yard line. Not only does he pick up a first down, but gets down there, they say his knee hit at about the 6. So they're moving the football to the 6-yard line. First down and goal to go with 1.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 28-16 score. Sonoma Valley with the ball and the lead.
And Ira, this is bragging rights for this new league. You know,
yeah.
Sonoma over Napa, first game of the league.
And the handoff. Winslow again gets off of one tackle and then another, and then was finally stopped by Jack DeJerry.
And I tell you what other bragging rights it's going to be. You may think I'm a little goofier, but you know, all these wineries and everything, you know, the Sonoma wines versus Napa wine. It's bragging rights. Big time bragging rights.
We're down to the final minute of the fourth quarter, 28-16. Sonoma with the ball, first down and goal to go. The ball is spotted at the left side hash mark at the 3-yard line.
Going into victory formation possibly.
Jake Baker, let's see. Now, there was movement in the backfield, so that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Just a little false start there by one of the backs.
For a second, it looked like they were going to go into victory formation, but then they lined up in a regular formation, and Baker looked a little disappointed that he didn't get that playoff. I guess he wants to score. This is his chance to.
I don't blame him.
Do
yeah. Don't blame him at all. I think you'll see a victory formation now, though.
Well, each team has one timeout remaining, but it's doubtful that either team will use it. With a 12-point advantage, the clock is running. They just need one knee. And this time they are coming out into that victory formation, a very tight formation. And the quarterback, Baker, just gets the snap, puts the knee down, and that's going to do it. And the clock is going to run out. And listen to some of these Sonoma fans. It's down to 5 seconds to go. The teams are going off the field. 1 second, and see if we can hear the Sonoma crowd. We really can't pick up too much of their excitement, but Sonoma has defeated Napa High to go 2-3 on the season. Napa drops to 0-5, and we'll be back with a recap and commentary as well as our players of the game when we return. Final score, Sonoma Valley Dragons 28, Napa High 16. We'll be back after these messages. We will have the wrap-up show coming up after these messages. Well, I guess we have to keep it here. we did have some of the other scores coming in, too.
Well, I do have an AC update. 43-10 with 6:33 in the fourth quarter. 43-10, American Canyon over Petaluma.
Wow. Petaluma was 3-1, and American Canyon was 0-4. But American Canyon is playing much better football. They lost by 6 points last week to a very good Will C. Wood team at Will C. Wood.
Well, like I say, Ira, this is a new season, basically. When league starts, it's a brand-new season. Everybody is 0-0, and you know, American Canyon is going to come out with a victory. Sonoma is definitely coming out with a victory. The Justin Casa Grande, you know, that's still up for grabs.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on that.
I don't know if we have an update on that. I know Justin was up, but this is a big victory here for Sonoma. Huge victory to come over here to Napa and dump the Napa High, formerly the Indians, on their home field. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nice to see.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we'll take some time out here and come back. And Dino is finalizing the statistics, and we'll have that report when we continue with our wrap-up coming back in just a moment after these messages. Yeah, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country. And we stream on the Internet at kvon.com. Well, we got some news for you as far as some other scores before we move on. There is a score coming in from Petaluma, and for the Justin Siena fans, it is not good. It's not. They're still quite a bit of time to go in the game, but Casa Grande has just scored again, and they take a one-point lead over Justin Siena, 28-27, with 6 minutes and 13 seconds to go over there in Petaluma. Casa Grande, 28, Justin Siena, 27, but a lot of time to go yet, 6:13 over there.
Yeah, definitely a lot of time left in that game, and that's obviously been a great game. Both teams slugging it out over there, going back and forth.
Oh, well, here we had JV, quite a turnaround for the Sonoma Valley JVs. They've been playing really good football, and there was no score at the end of the first quarter. They had come into the game with a 4-0 record. They had shut out three of their four opponents, and the game that was closer was to Kennedy of Richmond, 20-18. But they had wins 41-0, 53-0, 27-0, having scored 141 points and giving up only 18, and they lost tonight 41-0.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. The Justin JVs lost their game over at Casa Grande, 37-0 was the final in that. And in last night's game, a freshman game here at Memorial Stadium, Vintage defeated San Marin 52-3. Boy, the Vintage JVs and freshmen doing well, as is the varsity.
Absolutely, Ira. And that, it's got to make Dylan Leach so happy to see the programs underneath what he's been building up over there at Vintage doing extremely well. And it was the freshman with that big win yesterday.
Okay, well, with the big statistical story of tonight's game, our big guy with the stats, Dino Alessio.
So let's start out with a second-half scoring summary. At halftime, the score was 14-9 as the Grizzlies had managed to scratch and claw their way back into the game a little bit. But the second-half kickoff was returned by Baker of the Sonoma Dragons, 84 yards for a touchdown. And the point after was blocked, but it was then 20-9 in favor of the Dragons of Sonoma Valley High School. Then Sonoma Valley got the ball back. In the fourth quarter, with 11:33 to go, it was Garrett scoring on a 2-yard run, and that capped off a terrific 8-play, 73-yard drive that took 5 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock. The Winslow, then the fullback, then added the 2-point conversion run and made it 28-9. Then Napa came back very quickly in just 2 plays. The scoring play, a 19-yard pass from Isaiah Newton to Brock Bowers. Alonzo made the point after, and with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it was 28-16, but that was as close as the Indians were able to get, as they only got the ball back one more time in the game. And particularly the final 7 minutes, the Sonoma Valley Dragons got the ball back with 7 minutes and 3 seconds off the clock and ran out the entire remainder of the clock. And when you hear the total time of possession, it will truly amaze. Let's look at the individual numbers for the Dragons of Sonoma Valley High School in the first Vine Valley Athletic League game to be played here at Memorial Stadium. Sonoma Valley wins it, and their rushing attack was superb. Winslow picked up 151 yards on 23 carries. That's about 6.5 yards a carry. Sherwood picked up 90 yards on 9 carries. That's 10 yards a carry. He had a long of 49. Also picking up good yardage was Beatty with 42 yards on 11 carries. Garrett had 20 yards on 8 carries. Baker, 2 carries for 5 yards. Lee, 2 carries for 2 yards. For Sonoma Valley, 55 running plays, 310 yards net rushing. Garrett attempted only one pass in the entire game, and it was incomplete. So 310 yards total offense on 56 plays for Sonoma Valley. For the Napa Grizzlies, the leading ball carrier was LaRue with 23 yards on 7 carries. Isaiah Newton, 10 yards on 11 carries. Altogether for Napa, 18 rushing attempts for 33 yards. They were 15 rushes for 16 yards at halftime. So in the entire second half, Napa only had three running plays. Passing, Newton ended up with good numbers. 9 out of 16, 114 yards, one touchdown, one interception. The one touchdown being a 19-yarder to Brock Bowers. And Sheps completed 3 of 4 for 26 yards with one interception. So 140 yards passing for Napa to go along with 33 yards rushing, just 173 yards of total offense. The receivers, Olvera caught 4 for 35. Gajeri caught 3 for 35. LaRue caught 1 for no gain. Posey 3 for 51. Bowers 1 for 19. And that was a touchdown. On the team stats for Sonoma Valley, they had 16 first downs, all of them rushing the ball. They had on third down, they were actually not terribly successful. They converted only 1 of 6, but 3 times on fourth down, they went for it and got it. So that really helped them maintain their possession. And Sonoma Valley had 9 penalties for 75 yards. For the Napa Indians, they had 8 first downs, only 2 rushing first downs. I don't think I've ever done stats for a Napa Grizzlies or Indians football game where they had only 2 rushing first downs in the game. They had 5 first downs on pass plays, 1 on a penalty, total of 8 first downs. Napa did convert 3 of 7 on third down. They failed on their 1 fourth down effort. Napa had 6 fumbles, which they lost 2 of them, and that goes along with the 2 interceptions, so 4 turnovers. Napa had 5 penalties for 45 yards. And time of possession, this is really remarkable. At halftime, the time of possession was not too lopsided. Sonoma was ahead 13.5 minutes to about 10.5 minutes for the Grizzlies. But in the second half, Sonoma had the ball for 18 minutes to just 6 minutes for the Grizzlies. So it ended up Sonoma 31.5 minutes of possession and the Napa Grizzlies just 16.5 minutes. So almost 2-1 on time of possession. And that's the statistical story, guys.
Well, you know, part of that, you know, of course, the Sonoma Valley did not pass there in that first half. They were just crisp handoffs and controlling the ball, and that meant that they were utilizing the clock quite a bit. We'll get some more comments here in a moment. But first, let's take a look at the players of the game. So let's start out with Sonoma Valley. And, Kent, you can start it out there.
Well, just a quick update there, Ira, before I give you that final down at American Canyon. 43-16 final American Canyon over Petaluma. 43-16 American Canyon with their first win. And, of course, their first league win, which is huge. So they're off to a 1-0 start in league. Player of the game, Tyler Winslow. No doubt about it. Both teams. The guy's a stud.
Yeah.
He plays fullback. I mean, Sonoma had some good players. You know, I really like that second string quarterback that came in. Jake Baker. He came in just so calm and collected and just wasn't panicking.
Very cool.
Very cool. But, no, the player of the game who makes the plays, he makes the plays play after play and on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, middle linebacker.
Yeah,
that's a key position.
Tyler Winslow. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know any change in your thinking?
Well, I'm going to go with Baker because it would be easy to name Winslow. He was superb on both sides of the ball. But I really like Baker's performance now. He was the one who ran back that kickoff for 84-yard touchdown, correct?
Yeah.
And then also came in, and that was a huge play because it was only a the score at that point was just 14-9. It was only a 5-point game. Napa was hoping to get a stop to start the second half. So what does Baker do? He runs it down their throats for 84 yards, makes it an 11-point game, and it never really got any closer.
Good choice.
So quick update, Ira, there from Casa Grande.
Yeah. The Justin Siena Braves have scored, and they go for a 2-point conversion. and they make it. And Justin now has gone ahead 35-28, 4 minutes to go over there in Petaluma, and the battling Braves have gone up by 7 points.
Wow, I wish I could get in my car and make it to Petaluma for the end of that game, but I probably wouldn't make it.
May not be the end of the scoring over there.
No.
A couple heavyweights going at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I really like, just to finish on Baker, it was that kickoff return, and then the fact that he came in a tough spot. The starting quarterback's been knocked out. It could be a momentum shift. And what does he do? He just runs the offense brilliantly as if he'd been doing it all game long.
Well, I will pick another one there. You know, it was Trent Garrett that started out, was very crisp on his handoffs, did a real nice job of controlling the ball on the handoffs there and utilizing the clock and field position. But I'm going to go with Andrew Beedy. Pound for pound, Beedy was, tremendous, particularly early on in the game before Winslow really took control.
He's a tough kid.
Yeah. For size-wise and all.
Yeah.
They list him at about 6 feet tall, but
He's 5'11 max, maybe 5'10, yeah. And I'm telling you, he's not weighing over 145 pounds.
Yeah. It's early on. He kind of set the pace, and then Winslow kind of took over for that. Now let's go to Napa and see if we can find some bright spots here. So, Dino, we'll let you lead off and see who you're selecting. Yeah, that's what I think, too. After that, let's move on.
No, I'm really liking Olvera more and more the more I see of him. I thought he had a really good game, had four catches for 35 yeah. yards.
Yeah, that's who I picked last week.
Yeah, I liked his performance. And Isaiah Newton played a tough game. You know, he struggled a little bit early, had the interception on his first pass. But he ended up 9 out of 16. He threw a touchdown pass to Brock Bowers. And he just needs to work on refining the accuracy of his passes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kent?
For his defense, I like Brock Bowers.
Okay. Well, I like Benjamin Salas. I thought he played a pretty solid game on the defense. I came close to Jesus Pimentel, too. He was playing good tonight, I thought. But no cigar for the inning. But anyway, the Napa team now drops down to the 0-5. We're going to, of course, wait until we get the final on that Justin Siena game, and then we'll give you the standings in the league here after the first week. Not too much happening as far as first week action. The Vintage Crushers, of course, were idle, so they will get in action for six consecutive weeks. They will have league games while the other ones will have there. Oh, we've got that last score I had given you. Donahoe had scored the touchdown that made it a 5-point lead for Justin, and then Donahoe had the 2-point conversion as well.
Yep. So they're in a tough game over there. I just like to talk a little bit about tonight's game, just to, you know, as we're wrapping up, waiting for final updates there on that Justin Casa Grande game. But Napa has a lot of work to do. Their first half was just pathetic, literally pathetic. It was penalties and turnover, or I shouldn't say penalties, but turnovers. There's no offensive line. They were getting controlled at the line of scrimmage. Balls were being overthrown. No execution at all. Second half, obviously the coach gave them a good pep talk in that halftime because they came out and they played with some fire in their eyes. You could see the difference. Again, though, they still can't stop the run. They're giving up a lot of yards on defense, and they have been all season long. And that's really the glaring spot of the Napa High football team, is they have no consistent defense right now to stop an opponent's offense. Mm-hmm. They're just getting outscored and out-yardaged and the whole works. But they're going to have to do a much better job on the offensive line. And then defense, overall defense, they need to do a much better job because teams are just running on them.
Yeah, but we just a little more clarification on that Justin Siena thing that Donahoe, who scored on the 1-yard run, but he actually passed for the 2-point conversion. And I don't know, I'm getting a call here regarding that, but I don't have a chance to pick it up.
That's right. Yep. I don't know, you know, does Napa have the bye next week? I'm not quite sure if they have the bye.
Yes, Napa has the bye. In fact, let me give you that schedule for next week. I mentioned it's homecoming for Vintage next week, and that will be against Casa Grande, a team that Justin Siena is leading now by 7 points, inside of 4 minutes to go now in that game. And we'll be on the air somewhere between 6:30 and 6:45, depending on the length of the JV game next Friday night. Justin Siena will return home to Dodd Stadium and host Petaluma. That'll be on KVYN, probably around 6:45. And American Canyon will be home again. They will be hosting this Sonoma Valley team. And both of those will be coming in with 1-0 records. That'll be for first place in the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
And outside of the league, St. Helena is hosting Clear Lake next week. Calistoga will be home on Friday night to Anderson Valley. And Napa High has a bye next week. Dino, you were looking like you had a comment.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, and it's probably just as well the way teams are doing it, because I was thinking that once we got into league, because we have an odd number of teams in the league, that you know somebody would end up having to play outside of the league every week. But maybe it'll just work out with the teams each just taking a bye that week, and which is probably better, because I don't know if you really want to play a non-conference game at this point in the season and risk injuries for a game that isn't going to really help you too much.
Yeah, where do you think Dylan Leach was tonight as far as scouting?
He might have been over there at Casa Grande. Face him next week?
They face Casa Grande here next week. So that's probably a good assumption.
I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't over there or down at the American Canyon game. Checking out American Canyon.
Well, if he was at Casa Grande, he's seeing a heck of a game.
Oh, sure.
That's been back and forth, and Justin Siena started out early on down by 14 points.
But remember now, he's even though he's going to face Casa Grande next week, he was definitely checking out Justin as well, if that's where he was. He's checking out both teams.
These were league games tonight, three league games, and that's why we'll be holding here until we can pass along the final of that Justin Siena contest. And I'm going to break for some commercials, and when we come back, we'll have a further details, perhaps, on that Justin Siena game. So we will be back here at Memorial Stadium in just a moment, where Sonoma Valley has spoiled the homecoming for Napa High by winning 28-16. We'll be back after these messages. Napa. Well, welcome back in as we're looking for an update on the Justin Siena score. As soon as something happens there, we will relate it on as we're wrapping up tonight's homecoming game along with Kent Fry and Dino Alessio. This is Ira C. Smith, and we have Angela Lyons, our engineer, back at the studio, and appreciate this is his first year to work with us, and so we appreciate we could not be on the air without him.
Rookie of the year, Angelo gets. Doing a great job back there.
And, of course, we will take a look at if Justin Siena could win that game, that would be their fourth win in a row. But they would be 1-0 in the league and tied with Sonoma Valley and American Canyon. How about you fans there in the Sonoma area? Your Dragons are in first place in the new league. And so they were saying, boy, that's going to be a tough league. How can Sonoma Valley, Justin, them compete? Not only are they competing, they're winning.
And Ira, they came over and put a big thump on Napa High. That was a big thump on them. And they have the bragging rights now for at least a year, you know. And the winemakers over there have bragging rights now for a year. So.
Okay. I'm going to go to my phone and see if I get an update.
No problem.
Okay, so... anyway, to remind the listeners, tomorrow morning from 9 to 10 on KVON, we'll have the Saturday Sports Vine show, which I will be hosting, and we'll be talking about this game, and also I'll be hoping to get reports from people who were at the other games around the Valley, and you know, and then we may talk a little bit about A's baseball as they finish that final surge to try and make it into the wild card against the Yankees, possibly at the Coliseum.
There we go. And Ira, I think you have an update for us, do you not?
I do, as Casa Grande has just scored. 36-35.
I didn't think the scoring was going to be
That's what you
finished.
Said. It went Justin took a 7-point lead, so Casa Grande scored, and that put them 1 point behind. If they kick the extra point, they would tie. That would give them, you know, the 7 points to tie it. If they go for two, they'd have a chance to take the lead. They went for two.
At home.
And they got it.
And got it. And
how much time is left, though?
Seconds. About 17 seconds to go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it looks like, barring a miracle, which could happen for Justin Siena, it looks like Casa Grande is going to win its first game of the season. American Canyon won its first game of the season. That leaves one team in the Vine Valley Athletic League without a win.
Well, you have Vintage without a win because they haven't played.
No, I meant overall.
Oh,
when
sorry.
You're 0-5, yes. That is
that would be the Grizzlies of Napa High School.
Yeah.
Well, your Grizzlies played like Cubs tonight, Dino, I'm sorry to say.
Wow. But Justin Siena has come oh so close. That probably is not the final, but unless they can run the kickoff back for a touchdown, why that is...
Well, Ira, I think, you know, for the teams of the MEL, the Napa and the Vintages, and everybody's used to the MEL teams, Sonoma came here and made a statement. Casa Grande's made a statement. You know, Justin is definitely making a statement like, hey, we can play with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
doubt about it.
Okay.
And
well, yeah.
it's going to be a fun league to watch.
Yeah. Well, Casa Grande, they had a tough preseason schedule prior to league action, as did Napa High, Vintage. I'm not sure about what Petaluma's preseason was, but normally they're pretty tough. And I know that American Canyon had a very tough schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Vintage, you know, taking on a perennial powerhouse as far as from down in the San Jose area, Bellarmine Bells. They played for a state championship back in 2015, and they have been champions and have had a long run as far as outstanding football.
Well, it just goes to show, you know, the better you compete outside your league, you're going to be that much better for league.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have to just say that Justin Siena came close, but in those final seconds, while we did not get the final in, but that's probably all that she wrote in there, because there were just a few seconds left when we got our last report coming in.
Well, let's hope. I hope that Dewey is able to call in tomorrow to the show and give us a little breakdown on that game. I'd love to hear it.
He will if you ask him to, because he'll be listening. Yep. That's for sure. And get you'll have Jacob Grant there with you, and he was
he can tell me about the American Canyon.
He was
game.
Calling the game on KVYN tonight. The American Canyon.
The show produces itself. I'll just kick back and let the guys tell me what happened.
There you go.
So that'll be at 9 o'clock tomorrow on KVON from 9 to 10. The Sports Vine, and we'll be back on the air then next Friday night with homecoming for the Vintage Crushers on KVON, while on KVYN it'll be Petaluma at Justin Siena. And what a tough one to lose for the battling Braves tonight. Officially, it's not over, because there were a few seconds left in the game after Casa Grande had scored and had gone for a two-point conversion and had made it. But we're wrapping it up here, so thanks a lot for joining us tonight, and when you don't have a chance to get out to the ball games, why, tune us in on Friday nights during the football season. We'll have action for you here on KVON, and it's all sent your way with the good wishes of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters. Some of the scores that we had here tonight, American Canyon was a winner, 43-16 over Petaluma. Justin Siena JV's lost 37-0. The varsity was down by 1 point with seconds to go in their game. The Napa High JVs won 41-0. One of the big plays was a 50-yard run in the second quarter by a quarterback, Aiden McDonald. That made it just a two-touch. That was the second touchdown for Napa in the game, and then they rolled after that. And in freshman football yesterday, Vintage defeated San Marin 52-3. Our thanks to Kent Fry with his usual greatness and commentary. Dino Alessio with all those superb statistics. Angelo Lyons, our engineer. I'm Ira C. Smith here at Memorial Stadium, where it was homecoming for Napa High. And Napa High loses to Sonoma Valley, final score 28-16.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.